doubleheader basketball featuring Sylvia at home tonight with the Franklin Panthers. And the Lady Panthers and the Sugar Bears we've matched up here in game number one. And both of these teams are pretty evenly matched, David. They fought to almost a tie down at Franklin, but the Lady Panthers did come out with a victory, but it was a squeaker. And in the boys' contest, it was kind of a reversed. The Pisgah boys pulled out a squeaker over the Panthers. So they split 1-1 down there. Now we've got a home court advantage. So you know what? You think that maybe we could come out with a couple of wins here, but it is not going to be easy.
Franklin's always got a very good ball club in years past here, the past few seasons and when I played. Always very tough opponent to play. They also bring out a lot of fans as well. And so this is going to be a big matchup. Lindsey Simpson in this girls' game, 2,000 points for. We'll see what she can do, but in that game versus Pisgah, she was kind of overshadowed by some younger players who played very well for Franklin, and Franklin really, really brought their A game that night. Sugar Bears just on the back end of the stick, so to say.
Yeah, you talked about a full gym. I had to park way down in the grassy area because I thought it was a Tuscola game or something tonight. I mean, the fans have really come out for this one. Black Bear Basketball sponsored tonight by Midwest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Hot Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Single Stop Stores, and also by Bojangles of Canton, where it's always bow time.
Some very fine sponsors. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with the starting lineups for this girls' varsity matchup in the WNCAC. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the Internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Welcome back. We're here live at Pisgah High School and preparing for the national anthem, as is customary here in Canton. Sawyer Leatherwood, a senior at Pisgah High School, is going to play the Star Spangled Banner, as always, on
Mr.
the...
Mr. Sawyer is going to do a little sawing.
Sawing on the fiddle.
Some saw on the fiddle.
Currently, the NJROTC is entered the gym, and always a very professional group of individuals here at Pisgah High School.
Yeah, we'll turn the courtside microphone up and allow you to hear a very rare thing, to have the national anthem being played on fiddle. I'm not sure that's done anywhere in the continental United States. I mean, it may be, but not to my knowledge.
This is the only place that is just a fiddle, I think.
Just a fiddle.
It's beautiful.
Okay, here we go. And you heard it here on WPTL. The fiddle version of the national anthem.
Gets very mad if you call it a violin. Very, very ornery of calling it a fiddle. And I've heard this through the grapevine, but Sawyer does play a mean fiddle. And he was taking lessons from his teacher, and his teacher had to stop giving him lessons because he surpassed the teacher in knowledge of how to play.
That happens sometimes. So he's like a virtuoso.
Yeah.
With the fiddle.
And ROTC now exiting the gymnasium. And like I was saying before, the national anthem, always a very professional group of individuals here at Pisgah High School. And they usually get awarded for that very often. Have a lot of assemblies, and they're very active in this student body here at Pisgah. So a very prestigious group here on campus for Pisgah High School. But now, what you've been waiting for, or at least if you're wondering what the starting lineup will be for Franklin. Looks like number 15, Lindsey Simpson, which is not a big shocker. 2,000 points for from Franklin. Very talented young lady. Number 10, Haley Overholt, also starting. Lindsey Simpson, a senior, and Overholt, a junior for Franklin. Both guards. And now the freshman for Franklin, Vanessa Agrusa. She played very well last time against Pisgah at Franklin. And now number 40, Nikki Valley, also a senior forward for this Lady Panther club. And now number 33, Maggie Stewart, a center and a junior. Very tall young lady for Franklin High School.
Yeah, do we have a height on her? Let me see if I can find the...
She's a good, I would say at least a good 5'10", maybe. Very...
Oh, we don't have the heights on there, do we?
Very, very tall young lady.
Yeah.
And her sister plays at Western, Melanie Stewart. She plays at Western, another tall young lady.
Well, Pisgah has a couple of tall ladies. At least one of them will be starting, and that'll be Kristen Armin.
And it looks like it's going to be that same starting five for the Sugar Bears. Looks like the superb sophomore, number 12, Sheridan Presley, will be the point guard. And another guard, two guard probably, number 31, Taylor Gallion. And then number 10, Micah James with the backcourt play there for the Sugar Bears. Now in the front court, number 13, Kristen Allman, as Terry was saying. Very tall young lady with long reach. She plays good defense, also left-handed. And then another superb sophomore, number 33, Mariah Lewis, who's really came on this year and for this varsity Pisgah club.
I think we voted her the most improved here back early in the season, and she definitely has picked up about five notches in the confidence category, and Mariah's really come on strong. And she's a sophomore, so we've got a couple of good seasons ahead of us.
Her and Sharon Pisgah both.
To watch this lady, yeah, those both of those ladies. And Mariah's going to jump center. You know, she's got kangaroo legs, but she will be jumping against the much taller Maggie Stewart. Let's see what happens here as this game is about to get underway. And we are underway and probably should have been re-jumped. The ball was underthrown, but it's controlled by Pisgah. Stewart actually. And here's Gallion with a shot from about 15, rebounded by Almond. Passes it over to James. Her shot is blocked away into the stands. So Pisgah getting a couple of shots away, but no score. As we are just underway in the first 10 seconds. Ball comes in. It'll be Presley with a shot from outside the arc. She misses the shot. Rebound comes back to her. Now to James. Top of the key, it will be Almond. Looking at a zone defense that the Lady Panthers are putting on. They find Almond underneath. However, in front is Overholt to take it away. Leading is Lindsey Simpson, and she has her pocket picked by Sheridan Presley. Here comes Pisgah. Transition on the other end. The bucket is good from 10 feet out by Sheridan Presley.
Good steal there by Franklin, and Lindsey Simpson wanted to go right to the cup, but she just tried to cut in between too many Pisgah defenders and lost control of the basketball.
Ball is knocked away, I think, by Gallion. They tried to pass it underneath to Stewart, and it was knocked away by Gallion, Pisgah basketball. So Sugar Bears with a small two-point lead as they march across the half-court line. It'll be Presley moving to her left. Passes back to James. To Gallion, takes a little baseline jaunt.
she's doubled up on, so she gets it over to Presley, fires from outside. No, no, not going to happen there, but Almond gets a loose one. She'll keep it. She'll drive up strong. Bank is too hard off the glass, and Lewis is fouled as she tries to put it back. I think that was on Overholt. We'll wait until they put it up on the scoreboard. It was on Overholt, and it'll be two shots coming for Lewis, and the first one is way too strong. Pops right back to her. The ref retrieves, and let's see what number two does. Nope, also a brick of a shot, and it's rebounded by Maggie Stewart for the Lady Panthers. Simpson, a little between the legs dribble there, doesn't fool Micah James, and she follows her down, and James reaches in and picks up her first foul.
Pizzica still on that man-to-man defense. It's really been a staple here.
Ball comes in, it's up and a score by Maggie Stewart. Ball comes into the tall Stewart, and she just lobs up with it. Micah James outside looking at this little 3-2 zone as Almond is open from straight away right behind the free throw line, and she scores from there. Makes it a 4-2 ball game. Pisgah with the lead. Lady Panthers across half court. Agrusa passes over to Simpson. Her little floater shot down the middle is no good, but she collects a foul from Pisgah's number 33, Mariah Lewis.
One thing I've noticed that's different about this Franklin defense, they're in a 2-3 again, which the Sugar Bears have seen before. A lot of these varsity clubs that play the Sugar Bears will play that 2-3, try to make them shoot the perimeter shots, but Franklin's not coming out and defending those ball handlers. They're making it very easy for Pisgah to pass around the perimeter.
Simpson gets the first, now the second free throw. And high-scoring Lindsey Simpson has a couple of free throws so far. It's 4-4. We're tied up as Presley fires from outside. Good. Is it a three? It is. So Presley has 5 of Pisgah's 7 points. And we go the other way with the Lady Panthers. Simpson across midstripe. And Micah James has a big chore in front of her guarding Simpson tonight, and she's chasing her down the right wing. Simpson has to pass away, though, as she loses her dribble. Stewart comes out to retrieve at the high post. Across the way, shot fired by Overholt. No good from three-point range. And Pisgah rebound. That was Galleon with a rebound. Then it was knocked free of her grip, but picked back up by Pisgah. And here's Mariah Lewis on the other end trying to retrieve a loose one, but it's taken away. And we go with Arusa. And from three-point range, it is Lindsey Simpson for her first field goal. Good for 3. 7-7. We're tied again. 2 ties in a close ball game, 5:02, and Almond fires from a 3-point range area, misses. Overholt rebounds for the Panthers. Lady Panthers, Agrusa to Simpson with the left hand. She goes across the top of the loop, fires from 3-point area, no good, and the rebound chased down by Agrusa. Now to Simpson, and once again, Micah James has the big chore keeping up with that lady. And they get it to Overholt, running the baseline on the left side, and Overholt scores, putting the Panthers in the lead for the first time, 9-7. Here's a three-pointer by Pisgah. They're letting those perimeter shots go, and they make another one, this one by Taylor Galleon.
Like I was saying, that 2-3 defense is not really extended. They're just letting those perimeter players come out and shoot the basketball.
Simpson loses her dribble on the inbound. Taylor Galleon gets it and just fires. Nobody was there to help her out, but she decided not to wait for the Sugar Bears to come back. She just let her rip and scores another one, so she has 5 points. Simpson right down the center of the Pisgah defense, misses the layup, rebounded by Kristen Almond. And Kristen just about... No, I guess she did throw the ball away. She throws the ball way too far in her rear for Presley to catch up. So turnover gives it to the Lady Panthers.
Right now, Pisgah is out-rebounded Franklin 6-4. So Pisgah working hard on the boards, and looks like the coach for Franklin is going to call a quick 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. And just a little reminder, Pisgah basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton,
Ken Wilson Ford, MedWest Haywood, and Bojangles of Kent. So some fine, fine sponsors for Pisgah Black Bear Basketball and Pisgah Sugar Bear Basketball as well. As Pisgah right now with a 12-9 lead, about 3:42 left to go here in the first period. And really a weird look from Franklin, I feel like. They're not coming out defending those perimeter players for Pisgah. And the three-point shot right now is wreaking havoc for
I wonder if that's going to change after this timeout. The Franklin Lady Panthers called a timeout. Let's see if their defensive strategy changes a little bit. Overholt finds somebody open underneath. That is Valley. Valley misses her baseline shot. Rebound Galleon and a stand-up rebound. She'll take it all away. Left hand, right hand. Now we got another Galleon in there. And which one scored? It was Taylor Galleon.
They're all three in.
All three Galleons are in? Oh, boy. Nightmare for the sportscasters. And Maggie Stewart misses on the other end with a layup. However, she forces a Pisgah foul.
Now, I really like this move by Coach Holloway to put all three of the sisters on the court at one time. They've grown up together. They know each other. It's kind of like having one player on there but in three different bodies. So I think it's a wise move right here as you've got Franklin a little bit on the ropes, and you've got a very good cutting group in now. Dribble, drive, and dish here in the zone. So let's see what Franklin counters with it.
One of the triplets, Mackenzie Galleon, got that foul. And one of the two free throws are good by Maggie Stewart, and she has three. 14-10, Pisgah with a four-point lead, 3:15 to go first period. Galleon to Galleon. This is Mackenzie's shot from outside. It is no good, and struggle for the rebound. It was won by Maggie Stewart. She's got three or four, I think, maybe just about all of the rebounds for the Lady Panthers so far. It is Overholt trying to get it to Stewart underneath. It's knocked away by Mariah Lewis. Good defense for her. Shot from three-point arc area. No good. And Almond rebounds and will take it. She's going to go up and has it slapped away by Overholt. And I could hear the slap from up here as Overholt got more hand than she did basketball. So for Overholt, that is two early fouls here in the first period.
And Overholt had a good look there at the basket that last possession. She just came up a little bit short on the shot. And Franklin not really running and gunning as they did the last game against the Sugar Bears. But still only down by four right here, about 2:45 left to play, 14-10. So
Hannah has just checked in the lineup for Pisgah, 2:45 remaining. So a lot of bench being used here. And Kristen Allman's second free throw is good. So Pisgah as a team hitting only one of three of four free throws so far. Full court pressure by Pisgah, broken quite easily. However, a pass taken away by Almond again. That's three steals for Kristen Almond. She'll take it up with the left hand. It is no good. Rebound to the hands of Agrusa. She gives a leading pass, and Caitlin Hannah clobbers Mariah Wallace on the other end, number 23. As she went up for a shot.
I quote this all the time. There's good fouls, bad fouls, and then there's dumb fouls. Caitlin Hanna just had a really good foul. A smart play by Caitlin Hanna.
Well, for sure, Wallace was not going to make that shot. She made sure of that, and Wallace misses the first free throw.
She almost blocked it.
Wallace's second free throw is good. 15-11, still a four-point Pisgah lead. Sugar Bears get it to Almond. Almond almost on a walk there. Gets it over to Taylor Galleon. Now back out to Sister Brooklyn. Shot is good, and it's a three-pointer. That is three trays as Pisgah steals away from the Lady Panthers. Taylor Galleon fires from 15. It is good, and there's another timeout on the floor. We will take a break back at the station, and we'll return. This is Pisgah Basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Welcome back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM.
in Canton, North Carolina. We're here live at Pisgah High School, 2:02 left to play, and the Sugar Bears now pulling out to a 9-point lead, 20-11. And 9 points is also the total points that Taylor Gallion has in this first period of action. And she's got one tray and then three field goals. She's playing very well tonight, Terry.
She's almost got more points than the whole Franklin team. She's got 9. Franklin's got 11 right now. 2:02 remain to be played here in the first period.
Pisgah's going to go with this full court zone pressure again. Almost going to try and get another trap and steal possibly here.
Hannah kicks the ball away. Little soccer move there to start action here following the timeout. Overholt will try to find somebody in a red jersey, and she does. They try to get it back to Overholt. Almost stolen, taken away. They finally get it to Lindsay Simpson. You'd think they'd want to get it to Simpson as often as possible. She fires good from about 5 feet out on a little floater. Well, after that shot, Simpson, for some reason, put an elbow into a Pisgah player. A little overly aggressive move there that the guys in the stripes did not see. Ball batted away into the stands. It'll be Sugar Bear ball. Mackenzie Gallion gets a pick from Hannah, but doesn't give it back to her on the pick and roll. Back to Mackenzie. Bounce pass underneath to Hannah. Loose pass into the hands of Almond right now. She'll take the left-handed dribble in a little bit of trouble, so she gets it to Hannah, and it's going to be out of play. Turnover to the Lady Panthers.
Pisgah's doing a good job of driving to the basketball. It's just Franklin's defense is collapsing, and they're having a hard time passing into the interior.
Simpson gets a pass, and after she gets the pass, she runs into Almond, who takes it away.
And it looks like a foul is going to be assessed to Kristen Almond.
So Kristen Almond will be credited with the foul, and the Lady Panthers will inbound. Ball comes into Arusa, who had a good game against Pisgah down at Franklin. Has the ball stripped away from her by Hannah, though. Now picked back up, shot no good by Stewart. Ball out of play. It'll be Lady Panthers basketball.
Still a 7-point lead for Pisgah here, about a minute 8 left to play in the first period, 20-13, Sugar Bears lead.
I mean, the Sugar Bears are jabbing and clawing, bear clawing at each and every pass, and they have another takeaway here. Taylor Gallion takes this one out of the sky. Pass on the other end to Sister Brooklyn. To Taylor, and she is called for the travel.
And right now, these Franklin turnovers, most of the time, I think I've counted about 4, have translated to Pisgah points. So Pisgah really capitalizing on their opponent's mistakes.
Less than a minute to play here in the first period as Lindsay Simpson looks for a pick and a roll, and she keeps it, floats, goes down, puts the ball up, no good. And a takeaway and a pass underneath by Wallace is up and in. Makes it 20-15. Pisgah up by 5 as time runs down here in the first period. 22 seconds. Perimeter shot no good by Mackenzie Gallion. Ball out of play. Last touch by Hannah, I believe. So the Lady Panthers will take it over with 17.8 left on the clock. They get it to Simpson. Changes her dribble. Gets it to Agrusa. Cross-court pass to nobody, and it goes into the stands. So instead of the Lady Panthers having a final say-so here in the first period, it'll be Pisgah. Hannah into Presley, who's back in the lineup. 8 seconds on the clock. Presley a little cold. She's been on the bench for a while. 3 seconds on the clock. Micah James will have to force one up at the buzzer, but she scores from 3. That is 4 3-pointers in the first period for the Sugar Bears, and they've got a big lead here, 23-15. We'll be back with the second quarter in a moment. Sugar Bear basketball coming your way on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations: Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make them vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Welcome back. We're here live at Pisgah High School as Pisgah comes out of the first period with a 23-15 lead. As play commences and Micah James comes up with another turnover for Pisgah.
That'll be Presley with a perimeter shot. Misses this one. Pisgah's made four of those here in the first half. Mariah Lewis. Rebound pull. So an offensive board gives Pisgah another chance as Presley drives right through three red jerseys and scores. And Presley's got 7 points. Wow. Very aggressive offensive unit we've seen here in the first half for the Sugar Bears. Simpson looks at a three, and she doesn't seem to have that confidence. Now she fires. In and out of there. Presley with a stand-up rebound. 25-15. Pisgah with a 10-point lead. And underneath, it's Lewis for a score, and that's Mariah Lewis' first field goal, and now all five starters have scored for the Sugar Bears. Franklin led, David, and you
yes.
might remember, they led 11-9. So in the, after that 11-9 lead, Pisgah went on a 14-2 run there to close out the first quarter. It is Lindsay Simpson, a Stewart underneath, missed a shot, got a rebound, put it up and in. That's Maggie Stewart, and a ball is kicked away by Overholt into the bleachers on the Franklin side. That means it'll be Sugar Bear ball. It'll be Micah James into Presley. Presley gets a little screen from Lewis, but it's over to Gallion. Fires from three-point range. No good. Rebound pulled by Wallace, and there is Micah James to take it away. Her shot, though, is no good, and it's into the wall, out of play. Last touched, I think, by Overholt. That means Sugar Bear basketball.
Even though Franklin's in a zone, and you can kind of rest while you're in a zone, this Franklin team looks a little tired right now, Terry. And I compliment that to Pisgah, who's played a lot of players.
Transition after a steal by Lindsay Simpson is an easy layup on the other side, and that is 9 points for Lindsay Simpson, which matches Taylor Gallion's 9 points for Pisgah. These two ladies leading their respective ball club. It is Almond and Presley outside to James, doubled up on momentarily to Taylor Gallion. Gallion with a little dribble inside the arc. Doesn't fire away, but Presley, after a little fake, puts one in the sky. It is no good, and there's going to be a foul on number 34. That would be a Grusa. Yeah, that's who it's going to be, her first. Not a shooting situation. That was the third team foul, so Pisgah will inbounds, and Taylor Gallion fires. Banker from straight away, no good. It kind of rimmed and rounded around the goal before it fell out into the hands of Agrusa. Lady Panthers have it, and Agrusa just about had a ball taken away from her, but she gets it to teammate Simpson. You say she's a 2,000-pointer? Fall-away jumper from the top of the circle is good by Simpson, and all at once she is on fire with 11. On the other end, Lewis is in a little bit of trouble. Gets it back to Presley. Fakes. Now to Almond. I think Kristen wanted that three, but she marches straight forward, puts up the easier layup, but it misses the mark. Rebound Lewis. Lewis cross-court pass to Presley. Her little right-hander is no good, and she's fouled by Simpson. No. It's going to be on number 40. That would be Valley. Nikki Valley's first.
That was a good pass by Mariah Lewis to get it out of pressure. She was about to get trapped over there in that low corner. She got the basketball out of there quickly.
inbounds and a shot from three-point range by Micah James, her second tray of the half. Makes it 30-22. Pisgah with an eight-point lead. But here they get find Wallace open underneath, and Wallace, Mariah Wallace with a score for the Lady Panthers. Here comes Pisgah back on the offense. Pass across the defense to Galleon, but nothing open over there on the right side. So back it comes to Presley. Now Almond again. Almond asking for a little pick. She doesn't get it, but she finds Galleon open in the corner, but she doesn't fire from over there, but finds Almond again. She'll get it to James. She misses this one from outside, but it's rebounded by Almond. Left-hand little scoop shot, no good, and there is a rebound by 34, Agrusa. And Agrusa has been a little aggressive on the defensive board here as of late. 30-24, Franklin with a little comeback here. They only trail by six, and there's Simpson with a drive on the baseline, and Coach Holloway says, wait a minute, Franklin's coming back way too much, too fast. Let's talk it over. We'll take a 30-second break and return. Pisgah basketball on 920 WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Four minutes left in the first half. Pisgah with a four-point lead. They've led by 10 on several occasions. They led at 8 as we went into this quarter, and they put the ball in play. Galleon finds Almond. Back out to Micah James with the left hand. She gets it over to Presley. Takes a little dribble. Puts one up. Good from 15.
And these perimeter players for the Sugar Bears are playing very strong right now. They're using everything in their offensive arsenal. The pump fake, the dribble drive. Pisgah just firing on all cylinders now in the backcourt.
And Pisgah has not had to rely, as you mentioned, David, on the inside game because their perimeter shooting has just been phenomenal here in the first half. Here's a shot up by Agrusa. No good. Rebound. Outside is picked off by Almond to Presley, running hard. Puts the layup up and in on the left side, right-handed.
Good offensive move by Sharon Presley. She really froze her defender and was able to go up with the left hand.
36-26. Pisgah back to a 10-point lead again. Lindsay Simpson may change all of that as she has the ball knocked away, and the ref says no. Simpson let the ball go out of play thinking that a Pisgah player touched it, but the ref says no, it is Pisgah basketball. You touched it last, young lady.
It gives Franklin 10 turnovers here in just this first half of basketball.
So Pisgah could take their largest lead of the half. 2:03 remain, and they bounce past it in the side to Galleon. Galleon to Presley, who was fouled from outside the arc. Let's see if they give her three shots out there. Yeah, they do. Three free throws coming for Sheridan and Presley.
And I thought Sanders did a good job of contesting the shot. She just went a little bit too far and just bumped Sheridan Presley there at the end of that. And so Presley, who's always hot from the foul stripe, converse on this first one.
I don't think she's been to the foul line yet, but she makes the first free throw. Second one underway. This one misses.
And just a little reminder, sponsors for Pisgah Black Bear Basketball include Plus Linen Uniform Service, the Single Stop Stores, Medwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and also the Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde.
Missed a third free throw, so she only got one out of three of those, and usually you can bank on a Sheridan Presley free throw, but not this time. So here comes Franklin following the miss. Simpson gets it to Maggie Stewart. She's strong underneath, but misses the shot. Rebound, stand-up, leading pass in transition. Galleon has it knocked away as she tries to get a foul shot up. However, there was a whistle and a foul against Lady Panther here. Foul on Overholt. That is three. That is three on Overholt.
And Haley Overholt, the starter, and when she played some good minutes in this matchup at Franklin, she is really effective for the Lady Panthers. So really a shame for the Panthers to see her go to the bench. But Presley also checking out right now and maybe get a little bit more rest before halftime.
Ball comes in to Kristen Allman, puts on a little head fake to Brooklyn Galleon. Fires it good for two. She was right on the line.
That was McKenzie Galleon.
Oh, was it McKenzie? Was
yeah.
Oh, well, man, you've seen one Galleon, you've seen them all. 39-26, the largest Pisgah lead right here. And Hannah, looked like Hannah kicked the ball out, but I think she kicked it into Maggie Stewart's leg. That means it'll be Sugar Bear basketball with a minute 23 to play. So McKenzie, have to call them by their first name. Oh, there's Bianca Burnett in the lineup. She snuck in on me, didn't see that. To McKenzie. And there's to Brooklyn. To Burnett. 104 on the clock. Burnett standing outside the arc, and so is McKenzie Galleon. With the right hand, she penetrates that zone a little bit and has to back away as Kristen Allman comes to help out. Now to Brooklyn Galleon and Burnett again. Lots of passing. Nobody really open for a shot. Now they lob it inside to Hannah, and it's knocked out of her hands by Agrusa.
They're just letting them pass it around that perimeter. And that's what's been hurting the Franklin team thus far. That they're just allowing those Pisgah shooters to pull up and shoot, just like Brooklyn Galleon just hit from the corner.
Brooklyn Galleon from the corner, that is 2 3-pointers for her. Ball comes in and it's taken away by Pisgah, and Galleon intercepts and puts it up and in, and all at once she has 8 points.
Wow.
30 seconds on the clock. Franklin in a lot of trouble here, and Lindsay Simpson tries to take charge, and Hannah fouls Simpson on her layup attempt.
Another good foul there by Kaylin Hannah. She didn't allow the basketball to get up near the rim. She kept it low, but yeah, she drew the foul. So going to have to make them earn the points, and I think it's a good philosophy that Kaylin Hannah's taking right now. That's a good foul.
Shot by Simpson is good.
And it looks like Leanne Waite will check in for the Sugar Bears. A power forward, so to say. She shoots the ball fairly well from the perimeter as well. As a good inside game for the junior. Or excuse me, is she a junior? I think she is a junior, isn't she?
Which one?
Senior, excuse me. She's a senior.
Both free throws are good by Simpson. 26 seconds, and Sheridan Presley comes back in. A little surprising here, just for the final 20 seconds of play. Not sure what that's all about. It goes to Waite, back to Presley. 17 seconds on the clock. Puts that head down. She's double-teamed, and it's back outside to Galleon. Presley looks up at 10 seconds on the clock. Waite is begging for a pass as she was open underneath. Now she's double-teamed and has to pass it over to Galleon. To Presley, no time on the clock, and the ball's batted away, and that ends the first half. What a performance by the Sugar Bears. At this rate, they could almost score 100 points. And I don't know if they can keep that up in the second half or not. We'll tell you about how all of that happened here in a moment, folks. Stay with us. But right now, Sugar Bears lead at 44-28 here at halftime. We'll be back in a moment. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs and half a chicken or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp, Carolina coast and mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs or the boy howdy. Food's so good, it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blazing.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Outside.
David, we're observing a jump rope exhibition. How many jump ropers or jumpers do you think we have out there?
I don't know.
40? 50?
Think about I want to say a good 45.
I think 46 and a half. See the little guy out there?
Yeah, yeah.
46 and a half.
He's a getting it, son.
Yeah, he is.
Look at him go.
I remember we've had, over the years, we've had jugglers, we've had, let's say, unicyclists.
Dancers, of course.
Dancers at halftime. Right now we got jump rope youngsters. This is a young group. I'm sure elementary age.
Yeah.
Elementary school age.
If
they say elementary school
job.
These days, or do they say primary school?
They say elementary school.
They say elementary school,
yeah.
So as we do that, we'll look down the score sheet, folks. The Sugar Bears leading 44-28 at halftime. They jumped out to a 23-15 lead in the first quarter and then outscored the Lady Panthers 21-13 in the second quarter.
I think a big part of that has to do with how many turnovers Franklin had. They had 12 turnovers there in that first half of basketball.
That's a lot.
Which I think is uncharacteristic for this group. Sees how Lindsey Simpson and Agrusa are both very good ball handlers. Just seems like they're a little careless right now. Pisgah only had 6, so
half as many. And you know, that Pisgah did not allow Simpson to get any really good clean shots, even though she's got 13 here at the half. But they really put the clamps, I thought, on Simpson and guarded her very well. Micah James had most of the responsibility of guarding her. Then Bianca Burnett later on, I think maybe they switched off with some of the Galleons for a while, but mostly it was Micah James, and I thought she did an excellent job keeping Simpson to as few points as possible, who, you know, she averages up, I think, in the mid-20s right now, like 25 or something.
And she looked very uncomfortable here in this first half of basketball. It kind of like she couldn't get the shot she wanted. She really likes that left-handed drive and the little floater in the middle, and I don't think she got good looks at those. So I'm not really feeling like she has a good feel right now for her game. She's kind of out of her comfort zone a little bit, but I expect her to come back out in the second half and really get after it. So
I definitely look for the Panthers to come back here in the second half. And hopefully the Sugar Bears will hang on for a win. 44-28. What's the math here? Is that a 16-point lead?
Mm-hmm.
16-point lead.
Yeah.
Pisgah led by 10 points on several occasions. Midway through the second quarter, Franklin did come back to trail only by 4.
Mm-hmm.
They trailed by 4, and then Pisgah put the hammer down and lead here at the half by 16. Back in a moment with the individual stats, folks. Stay with us. We've got the individual scores for you. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the 4 area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Welcome back. We are live here at Pisgah High School. You are listening to WPTL 920 AM in Canton, North Carolina. And right now, Sugar Bears with a 16-point lead, 44-28 at the end of one half of basketball. And Sugar Bears really playing strong in the backcourt. All three of their starting guards, I think, have played very well here in this first half of basketball. And some good support coming off the bench through Brooklyn Galleon and McKenzie Galleon. When the Galleon trips all in there together, they played very well as a unit, I thought.
You know, some of the basics of basketball is you try to outpass a zone. Pisgah did some of that, but actually their outside shooting was so good they didn't have to outpass the zone. And let's how many three-pointers do they have? One, two, three, four, five, six trays in the first half. Let me go down the Lady Panther book here, and then we'll get the Pisgah scoring from David. Haley Overholt had one field goal in the first quarter. That was what she had. Lindsay Simpson, 13, four of those from the free throw line for her. And she had a tray, by the way. Mariah Wallace off the bench came in and played some strong basketball, defensively especially, and she had 5 points here at the half, and also 5 points for Maggie Stewart, two field goals and a free throw, and her field goals were from inside. She's about a six-footer and plays a very strong inside game. So that was the scoring from the Lady Panthers, and Sugar Bears had more people to score. In fact, they had seven players to score altogether, including all five starters.
And leading the pack for the Sugar Bears, didn't have a lot of points there in the first period, but she really came on strong there in the second period. Sheridan Presley, 14 points. She's also got one of those trays from the top of the key there in that first half of basketball. Right behind her with nine, all of Taylor Gallion's points coming in that first quarter. And she really came out strong, I thought, for Sugar Bear. She has 9 points also with a tray. Following close behind her with eight is her sister, Brooklyn Gallion. She has 8 points. She has two trays on the evening. So Gallion, two of the Gallions shooting very well from the perimeter. Following close behind her, Micah James also with two more trays. She has 6 points. And then with 3 points is Kristen Allman, who had a good left-handed take there and a foul shot. And then tied with two apiece is Mackenzie Gallion and Mariah Lewis. So all five starters scoring for the Sugar Bears. Also turnovers down here in this first half of basketball, and they out-rebounded the Lady Panthers. 5-10, 15, 16 to 13. So they out-rebounded them.
Sugar Bears looking strong, and we'll be back with the start of the second half with play-by-play with David Stiles in just a moment. Stay tuned. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTF.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back to Pisgah High School, and still a jump rope exhibition being put on, and some very impressive jump roping skills, I must add, to these young kids.
Kind of doing a little break dance there. Look at this guy. Doing a little break dancing while jumping rope.
That is impressive.
Well, David, let's just take off the microphone headsets here. Let's go down and show them how to do this.
Terry was telling me earlier he used to do 10 minutes of jump rope at a time. That's pretty impressive, Terry. This summer I was doing a little bit of jump roping myself after I'd run a certain amount of mileage, and I'd come back and do a little jump rope, a little bit of push-ups and sit-ups. But 10 minutes, that's
intense. You can't start out at 10 minutes, folks. 10 minutes of jump rope, so we'll kick your backside.
Yeah,
for sure.
While Terry was doing 10 minutes of jump rope, I was doing about 10 miles of running, but I don't really think that translates in jump rope, does it? I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, I think that's apples and oranges. I don't think we can.
Still good cardio in both senses.
Well, the teams are back, and we're about ready to start the second half of play. And David, I know you're going to take over here with the play-by-play and hand me the stat sheet, and I appreciate that.
And I really expect the Lady Panthers to come out here and be more aggressive on defense. They were in that 3-2 defense, and they were kind of just letting Pisgah have their way on the perimeter. I expect them to be in the passing lane more now, maybe get some more pass deflections. But Pisgah will get the ball to start this third period. And Sheridan Presley brings it across half court, dribbling to her right. Now a little spin move, outside pass to Taylor Gallion. Now back outside to Presley. And still in this 3-2 zone is Franklin. Pass down low to Allman, and Allman tries to pass it inside to Lewis. And it's out of bounds as Taylor Gallion tried to save it back in. So that'll be a Pisgah turnover. Pisgah will pick up full court. Simpson now with the ball coming down the right side. She's guarded by Micah James. A little crossover dribble now, bringing it back to the top of the key. She really likes to go to the left side, but now passing up to Agrusa. Agrusa looking inside at Stewart, but now spin move and trying to pass it away. She picks her dribble up. She gets it into Stewart now. Stewart, a little turnaround hook shot. No good. Rebounded by Valley. Back outside to Overholt, who pumps a three, and it's good. Score now 44-31. About 7 minutes left to play here in the third as Taylor Gallion dribbles and gets it inside to Lewis. Kick back outside to Allman. Her shot no good. Picked up by Simpson. Simpson now coming across half court. Just on top of the Den logo there on that right side. And before she can get in the middle of the lane and put up a shot, she is fouled.
Presley, I think.
And it is going to be on Sheridan Presley. Good call there, Terry.
Yeah, they used to call me Hawkeye.
Or was it Eagle Eye? I think either or would be suiting, but Franklin now gets it into Agrusa, who passes over to Valley. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Valley. And again, another shot up by Overholt, and no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. And Taylor Gallion now bringing it across half court. Gets it over to Presley on that left wing. Inside pass to Lewis. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Stewart, who kicks it ahead to Simpson. Simpson now dribbling on the right side. Little up and under move. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Stewart. Her shot up no good. And Pisgah comes up with the rebound. And it's outside now to Presley as Presley comes down the court. Gets an inside pass to Allman. Her shot up and good. And she's fouled by Valley on the shot attempt. So old-fashioned three-point play on the way for Kristen Allman. Allman converts the old-fashioned three-point play. Pisgah still going with full-court pressure, but they get it to Stewart now, dribbling down that right side. She picks up her dribble, gets it outside to Simpson. Simpson now in triple threat, goes to her left, picks up a screen from Stewart and from Agrusa, now pulls up from about 12 feet, but it's no good. Rebounded by Mariah Lewis. And Sheridan Presley now trying to pass it ahead to Micah James, streaking down that right side, but just a little bit out of Micah James's reach as it sails out of bounds. Pass now into Agrusa. Agrusa dribbling down the left side, almost stripped away by Gallion, but she comes across half court. And now Agrusa charging in on the right side, loses control of the basketball. Looks like it went off Agrusa's foot. And it'll be Sugar Bear basketball.
Agrusa just a little frustrated there as she just kind of pushed Gallion away from her after she dribbled out of play. You can tell that she's maybe she's reflecting the attitude of the whole team right now.
Presley now passing up to Allman. Allman dribbling to her left, picks up the ball, looking for a cutter. And she gets it over to Gallion. Gallion goes up in the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded by Allman. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Lewis. So Mariah Lewis will go to the foul stripe for a pair of foul shots. First one is up and rims out. As Pisgah still with a 47-31 lead, about 5:09 left to play here in the third. Second shot is up and good for Mariah Lewis. Gives her 3 points on the evening. And it's almost taken away from Stewart, but she maintains control of the basketball. She gets it over to Agrusa. Agrusa now picks up her dribble and now passes it ahead to Lindsay Simpson. Just across half court, Lindsay Simpson behind the back dribble to her left, drives in, puts up a little runner, and it's good on the left-handed baseline drive.
there for the senior, Lindsey Simpson. Second foul there on Micah James.
Yeah, one in the first quarter and now this one, so not really anything to be concerned about so far.
And Simpson converts the three-point play, and looks like a 30-second coach timeout will be called for Franklin, and we'll keep it here. And just remind you of our fine sponsors, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, and also by Bojangles of Canton.
There was a 16-point Pisgah lead at halftime, and that's been reduced a little, but not much. 14 points separate the ball clubs. It's 48-34, so the Lady Panthers have only been able to cut into this big Pisgah lead by two since the third quarter start.
A very aggressive group came out of the locker room, I think, for Franklin. They seem a little bit on edge here in this second period as Pisgah now with the basketball. Sheridan Presley coming across half court. She's guarded by Agrusa, and she pulls up, tries to pass over to Allman. Allman now dribbling near the left into the middle of the heart of the Franklin defense and converts. So 50 points now for the Sugar Bears to Franklin's 34. And it looks like a blocking foul is going to be called on Sheridan Presley as Grusa and her collided just at half court.
That was only the third team foul of the half for Pisgah, so not a shooting situation.
And the ball now into Lindsey Simpson, dribbling to her right. Now passes back over to Agrusa. Agrusa looks inside, gets it into Wallace. She can't really get a hand on it, but now she maintains control. Pass inside to Stewart. Stewart can't get a hand on it, but now she has it. Inside to Wallace, and it's knocked away. Looks like it's going to be on the floor, and a foul is going to be called. I just hope it's not on Presley, and it is. Excuse me, not on Presley, but it's on Allman. And Allman now with her second foul of the evening. As Franklin inbounds to Agrusa, Pisgah switching to that 2-3 defense. As Simpson now guarded by James, pulls up in the middle of the paint, and her shot is up and good. Presley now, quick pass to Taylor Gallion. Gallion over to James. James pulls up for a jumper. Her shot rims in and out. Rebound fought for and controlled by Wallace. Gets it over to Agrusa. Agrusa now across half court. Guarded closely by Gallion. Now back outside to Simpson. Simpson now dribbling just outside the foul line. Her shot is up and she tried to draw a foul, but she didn't get the call. Pisgah still at a 50-36 lead. Presley inside pass to Lewis on that right block, and she puts it up and in. And Pisgah now full court pressure as Simpson gets the ball, comes across half court, inside pass to Overholt, who pulls up her shot, no good, rebounded by Pisgah. Presley now, quick pass ahead to Lewis, her shot up, no good, rebound fought for, and looks like it's going to be off of Lewis, and it will be Franklin basketball.
Well, that was a good lead pass to Mariah Lewis there. It was right on target, and Mariah took one step, didn't even put the dribble down, took a step and put it up. Almost went in.
52-36 is your score. Sugar Bears leading with about 3:06 left to play. As Agrusa has the ball, and she is trapped now in the corner. And Pisgah comes up with a steal, and it's over to Kristen Allman. And her shot is up, but no good, and she's fouled on the play. And looks like that will be on number 33, Maggie Stewart.
That's two on Stewart.
And it's up and in for Allman on her first attempt. Second shot is up, no good. Rebound fought for, almost controlled by Allman, but picked up by Franklin. Agrusa now streaking down the right side, guarded by Brooklyn Gallion. They get it inside to Wallace. Wallace back outside to Agrusa. She can't handle the pass. Back inside to Wallace. Wallace tries to go up. Shot tipped by Lewis. And now Pisgah comes down with the board.
as Presley drives into the middle of the paint and pulls up for about a 10-footer and drains it. And Brooklyn Galleon almost took it away from Wallace, but before she can get the basketball, falls out of bounds. So good hustle play there by Brooklyn Galleon.
I don't know if this is the biggest Pisgah lead or not. It's 19 points now, 55-36. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break and return, folks. You are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
Sugar Bear basketball, and the Sugar Bears are in control. There was a close one down at Franklin, but the Sugar Bears came out the loser. It doesn't appear they've got that in mind here. Aim with 2:29 remaining in the third period.
As Pisgah now with Kaylin Hanna in, and they're playing that trapping zone. But they get it inside to Wallace. Hanna running the court. Shot up by Wallace. No good. And Almond fouls her from behind. And I didn't really see where the foul was from. I don't think she had a body on her. She had good spacing, and she had her hand on the ball. I don't really see that foul there, Terry.
No, I'd like to have a instant replay on that, but you don't have that in high school basketball.
And Wallace's shot is up and good.
A lot of spin on it.
And that'll be three on Almond, so she checks out. Mariah Lewis checks back in for the Sugar Bears. And Wallace hits another foul shot, and it's into Presley now. 2:20 left to play, 55-38 is your score. Pisgah leads. As Presley now driving to the left, she gets a little space inside pass to Lewis. And Lewis converts on that right side. Good pass there from Sheridan Presley as she drew the defense to her. Pisgah still in this trapping press as they get it over to Simpson. Simpson now trapped. Kaylin Hanna puts the ball away, but it's picked up by Valley. But before Valley can maintain control, she walks.
So this is about as aggressive as I have seen the Sugar Bears play all season on defense. They are double teaming. They are jabbing, kicking, and clawing at every pass that comes by.
And a quick pass back from James to Presley, but the shot is not good. Mariah Lewis' shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Franklin. Grusin now. A leading pass up to Simpson. Simpson crossing over, gets in the middle of the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Pisgah. Presley now leading the charge for the Sugar Bears. Pulls up from the elbow. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Hanna. Hanna puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Franklin. And Franklin turns it right back over to Pisgah, and it's over to Brooklyn Galleon now. She gives a looping pass over to James. James' shot is up and good from the corner. 57-38 now, a 19-point lead for the Sugar Bears. As Agrusa dribbling down the right side, pass inside to Wallace. Her shot is up and no good, rebounded by Lewis. Lewis, quick pass out to Presley. Presley dribbling to the right and tries to pass it into Brooklyn Galleon, and Agrusa knocks it into her, and Brooklyn Galleon steps on the end line.
Said a good anticipation by Agrusa that time. She anticipated that Presley was going to dump that pass off and put a hand right in there.
And the Galleon triplets now in the ballgame, along with Kaitlin Hanna and Mariah Lewis. And this Franklin bunch just really looks tired right now. As Mackenzie Galleon comes up with a steal, and she passes over to Taylor Galleon. Now to Brooklyn Galleon. Galleon in the middle of three defenders, and she picked up a Pisgah, and she tried to get a shot up. And that'll be a Pisgah turnover. Overholt now, passing inside to Stewart. And Lewis comes up with the ball. So that'll be a Franklin turnover, and she's fouled on the play by Stewart.
That is three on Maggie Stewart. All three coming here in the second half.
And a technical foul is being called
on Stewart. Maggie Stewart.
Yeah, a little jawing going on between her and Lewis there.
So was her words to Lewis or the ref? Must have been to Lewis. The,
her words were to Lewis, and the ref came over and kind of broke it up a little bit. And as he was walking away, she said something. She, her back was turned, so I couldn't see her face. But I'm saying she said something after the ref walked away, and that caused a technical foul.
First free throw by Taylor Gallion is good. Second free throw is good.
And Stewart will take a seat and Wallace will head back in. And this Franklin bunch, like I said before, they look tired right now. And Pisgah looks fresh. They keep putting in more and more players. They're playing their bench. As Mackenzie Gallion now with the basketball. And she crosses up Wallace. And now getting across half court. And Coach Hall is going to call a timeout, as I think he's afraid of the 10-second call there. And it's going to be a 30, so we'll keep it here.
Well, Mackenzie Gallion managed to get it across the 10-second mark anyway. Reminder that Plus Linen and Uniform Service, one of the fine sponsors of tonight's game, the single-stop store, Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, thank you for being around a long time, Shepherd Insurance Group, located between Canton and Clyde. CNC, Canton and Clyde.
Biggest lead of the night for Pisgah, 61-38. And Franklin now, a little bit edgy. I guess you could say that. A little bit edgy now. As Gallion, Mackenzie Gallion, that is, still with the handle, comes across half court. Only 30 seconds left to play. And they're still in this zone as Mackenzie now passing over to Brooklyn. Brooklyn dribbles in her shot up and rims in and out. Rebounded by Franklin. And Valley now passing ahead to Simpson. Simpson coming down and Pisgah in a zone, but now they pick up man-to-man. And it's almost stolen away, but looks like a foul is going to be assessed to number 31, Taylor Gallion, as Simpson tried to dribble in on that left side.
Little reach in there by Gallion. Kind of a touchy foul, but the ref detected some contact. Big Sugar Bear lead here.
Overholt gets it in to Agrusa. Now back to Overholt. Long pass over to Simpson. Simpson dribbles in, takes a little crow hop. Her shot up, and it rattles out. Rebound controlled by Mackenzie Gallion. And that will be the quarter. Pisgah leads. Biggest lead of the night, 61-38. We'll take a quick break and be right back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Fourth quarter action commences here in the Bear Den. As a pass now over to Lewis on that low block, and Wallace, and Mariah Lewis is trying to knock the ball out, and Pisgah comes up with the rebound as it's over to Almond now, but before she can get anything going, she walks for the basketball. So that'll be a Pisgah turnover, but Pisgah with the biggest lead of the night, 23 points right now, 61-38. As they get it in to Agrusa, now a long pass to Simpson. Simpson goes up on the right side and looks like she's going to draw a foul against Taylor Gallion.
Two on Gallion. It'll be a two-shot free throw attempt coming up for Simpson, who's done pretty well from the free throw line. I think she's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line.
Shot up and good for Lindsay Simpson.
19 points overall for Miss Simpson to add to her 2,000 whatever.
Very rare you see a 2,000-point score in high school. Rebound controlled by Almond. Pass ahead to Presley. Now up to Taylor Gallion. Now over to Almond. Almond, the little pump fake. Back over to Presley. Presley crossing over. Picks up a pick from Lewis. Gets free. Puts up a shot. No good. And rebound being fought for. Lewis comes up with it. And looks like a jump ball is going to be called. And it'll stay Pisgah basketball.
Coach Holloway going for a timeout call. And then he kind of pulls his horns back when he realized it was a jump ball call. Possession call. And Pisgah will get it. So, but he tried to call a timeout before the tie-up.
Presley inbounding. Gets it into James. Now over to Almond. Back to Taylor Gallion, whose shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Valley. Pass ahead now to number 10, Overholt. Get it back to Simpson. Simpson pulls up from the free throw line. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Pisgah. Presley now leading the charge. Inside pass to Almond. Almond stops in the middle of the lane. A little turnaround. Hook shot on the left side, and it's good. 63-39 now. Pisgah lead. 6:41 left to play. As Agrusa now with the basketball passes over to Overholt. Now back to Valley. Valley pulls up for a jumper, and it's nothing but net. 63-41 now. As Presley now behind the back dribble to Taylor Gallion. Now outside to Almond. Almond picks up her dribble over to James. James dribbling into the heart of that Franklin defense. Puts up a little runner in the lane, and it's good. 6:12 left to play. 65-41. Pisgah lead. As Wallace now over to Simpson. Simpson crossing over her defender. Pulls up for a three. Shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Pisgah. Pass ahead to Almond. Almond puts up a little runner. No good. Rebounded by Taylor Gallion, who's going to pull it back out now over to Presley. Presley with a pump fake runner in the lane. Shot no good. And Presley gets the rebound and throws it off the foot of Valley. So heads up play there by Sheridan Presley.
Yeah, very alert and a real just presence of knowing exactly where everybody is on the floor.
Almond shot up, no good. Rebounded by Agrusa. Agrusa, pass ahead to Simpson. Simpson, left-handed drive, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Lewis, and they're really letting these young ladies play tonight.
That's a strange no call as Pisgah has a player knocked to the ground. Should have been called one way or the other, probably.
And looks like it'll be Sugar Bear basketball as Valley has the ball hit off of her leg, and looks like Sanders will come back in. Saunders will come back in. Excuse me. No Sanders. Excuse me, Flies. Comes back in for the Panthers.
65-41, Pisgah lead.
And Michael James' shot from the corner is up and good. 67-41 now, Pisgah lead. 5:21 left to play. Excuse me, 5:09 left to play. As Nagusa dribbles to the right, her shot is up and in. 43 points now for Franklin. To Pisgah, 67. As Sheridan Presley passes it outside to Gallion. Her shot no good. She gets her own rebound. Inside pass to Almond. And Almond goes up on the left side and puts it in. And now Taylor Gallion will draw another foul. And she did. She hand-checked Agrusa.
That is 18 fouls on Pisgah. So we'll have one-and-one shooting coming up for Agrusa. You know, we've mentioned Agrusa's name, it seemed like, dozens of times, but that last field goal she'd made seconds ago was her first score of the ball game. Mostly she's been a dribbler and a rebounder.
Agrusa shot up, no good, rebounded by Pisgah. And now Mackenzie Gallion streaking down the right side. Pass inside to Almond. Her shot up and it falls in. 71-43 now. Pisgah lead, about 4:29 left to play as Agrusa has the basketball and almost walked, but now she gets it over to number 20, That is Taylor. Taylor now dribbling to the right, passing outside to Sanders. Sanders dribbling in, tries to get it down low to Overholt, and it's out of bounds, so that'll be a Franklin turnover. And so mass substitution now for the Sugar Bears as Waite steps on the floor. Also number 25, Sarah Johnson, and number 11, Bianca Burnett.
The Bruce, just really out of breath, goes to the bench for a rest. Simpson back in.
Mackenzie Gallion dribbling in the middle of the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Franklin. And they get the ball over to number 32, Bishop. Bishop now pass over to number 20, Taylor. Back to Bishop. Bishop now dribbling to her left, calling for someone to come and get the ball. But crosses over, pass down low to Overholt. Her shot is up, and she is fouled. And it looks like that will be on Sarah Johnson. So Haley Overholt going to the line for the first time tonight.
Johnson, who just checked in, her first foul. 71-43, the Pisgah lead.
And Overholt played a big role in Franklin's victory down at Franklin. But tonight, limited minutes because of those three fouls there in that first quarter. Second shot up, no good. And looks like it'll stay Lady Panther basketball.
Last touch by Waite for the Sugar Bear, so Lady Panthers take over.
And Taylor now outside to Sanders. Over to Simpson. Simpson now dribbling into the left. Her shot up, and it rolls in. So Simpson will earn 3 points the hard way, it looks like, and go to the charity stripe for a three-point opportunity.
21 points for Simpson before the free throw attempt, which is good.
Shot is up and good for the 2,000 point score as Mackenzie Gallion now coming across half court. And she picks up a ball screen from Waite. Now inside pass to Waite, who's wide open. And her shot is up and good on the left side. 73-47. Pisgah lead. About 3:17 left to play as Simpson comes across half court. Now passing over to Taylor. Taylor passing it over to Overholt. Overholt pulls up for a three. Her shot is long. And looks like it's going to be out of bounds on Franklin. Sugar Bear basketball.
Bianca Burnett just let the ball roll out of play, knowing it was going to be Sugar Bear ball.
Mackenzie Gallion with the handle right now for the Sugar Bears. Again, picking up a ball screen from Waite. And now almost picking the ball up, but getting it over to Brooklyn Gallion. Gallion now has it poked away. Ball picked up by Taylor, but now stolen away by Johnson. Back into the hands of Burnett. Burnett crossing over, handing it off to Brooklyn Gallion. Brooklyn Gallion driving right in the middle of that Franklin defense and putting up a runner on the right side. As Simpson comes across half court now, over to Taylor, back to Simpson. She's being guarded by Brooklyn Gallion. Good hedge there by Burnett. Simpson gets in the middle of the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Overholt, her shot up. And it looks like a foul is going to be called on Pisgah.
Might be Burnett. Let's see who they call it on. Yeah. Bianca Burnett, senior, for the first. So two free throws coming for Overholt, who has 6 points.
And Pisgah tonight has 20 rebounds in this second half. They've out-rebounded Franklin 20-15. So they've out-rebounded them by five. But they out-rebounded them also in the first half. So
you add that together, and it's quite a margin. Both free throws are missed by Overholt. Rebound cleared by the Sugar Bears.
Now Mariah Reed, who just checked into the ballgame, goes up and looks like she drew a foul. She'll go to the foul line for a pair of shots.
Well, Johnson launched the first Sugar Bear shot, missed it. Reed rebounded and was fouled as she put it back up.
And shot is up and in for Mariah Reed. Looks like Valley is going to check back in for Bishop. Agrusa will check in as well, along with Wallace.
Well, after Reed made that free throw, that makes her the ninth Sugar Bear to score in the game.
And cool customer from the line is Mariah Reed. She puts it up and in. As Simpson now with the basketball over to Agrusa. Inside pass to Wallace. Wallace misses a wide open opportunity, but on a second chance, goes up and puts it in. Mackenzie Gallion now streaking down that right side. She gets it over to Reed. Reed looking, now passing to Burnett. Burnett on that left wing, inside pass to Johnson, but it's out of her reach, picked up by Simpson. Simpson going the other way in the middle of traffic. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Johnson. And now Gallion pressing ahead to Reed. Inside pass to Johnson. Johnson turning around, passing it back outside to Gallion. Gallion now dribbling back out, setting it up. Inside to Waite. Waite posts up inside to a cutting Reed. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Reed, but now pulled down by Lewis. And a foul on Sarah Johnson.
And two more subs for Pisgah.
Thompson checking in, and now Lindsay Wells for the Sugar Bears.
Well, the refs are saying, hey, you can't sub until after the first free throw, Coach. I think a little miscommunication here, so Pisgah puts a couple of players back on the floor and a couple more kneel in front of the scorer's bench. There's the first free throw, which was made, and now we can do the substitutions.
And now Maggie Stewart also checking back in for Wallace. Or excuse me, not Wallace, but Simpson.
Minute 7 remaining in the game. Pisgah with a big lead. Second free throw is missed by Wallace. Rebounded by Johnson of Pisgah.
And a walk by Reed as she drove in on that right side. She's got a good pass there from Mackenzie Gallion. But defensive pressure there from Stewart.
Under a minute to play, 77-50. Pisgah with a 27-point lead as Wallace scores for the Lady Panthers on the other end.
Into Reed, now passing to Johnson. And Johnson just can't hang on to the basketball. That'll be out of bounds. And it'll be Franklin, Lady Panther ball, as Valley inbounds to Agusa. Agusa now long pass to Wallace. Wallace goes up, little spin move now, back outside to Overholt. Her shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Reed. And here comes Gallion. Inside pass again for Johnson, but it's picked off by Franklin. And now Agusa coming down into the middle of the paint. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Franklin.
Wallace.
And Wallace puts it up and in. Mackenzie Gallion now pulling back. Almost stolen away by Agusa. But now she crosses over. Inside pass to Lindsay Wells. Her shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Franklin. And that's a contest. Pisgah wins 77-54. And a little bit of different outcome here at home for the Sugar Bears against a very tough Panther team, but tonight Pisgah just a little bit sharper.
I'll tell you, you know, I don't know if perhaps there's some illness going through the Panther locker room, you know, but for some reason they seem very tired, they seem very sluggish. I mean, Lindsay Simpson got 22 points, which was almost her average, but you know, Simpson cannot carry the entire ball club, and you know, Franklin just was not on their game tonight. On the other side of that coin, Pisgah was hot. We'll tell you about that in a minute, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment as we go into the Midway Report here on the WTTL, brought to you tonight by MSI Food Service. Back in a moment with the Midway Report and the boys' game coming up. Once again, the Sugar Bay is a big winner. We'll tell you all about that in a minute. This is Sugar Bay Basketball on 920 WTTL.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton. And by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bears Sports.
A
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
Welcome back. We're here live in Pisgah, the Bear Den, from Canton, North Carolina, WPTL 920 AM, and a really good basketball game here by the Sugar Bears as they defeat the Lady Panthers 77-54. And like Terry was saying right before we went to break, the perimeter play for Pisgah was just phenomenal tonight as Sheridan Presley really scored on some points along with two of the Galleon triplets. So Pisgah playing very well. And like Terry was saying, Franklin looked a little sluggish. And I think you can credit that to Pisgah playing so many players. They had over 9 people to score tonight. And Pisgah just playing very, very well. Getting ready for this boys matchup. We're looking for another great barn burner tonight. It was a barn burner down in Franklin, that's for sure, as Pisgah got the edge on the varsity boys club. But tonight it might be a different story. Pisgah has been playing well of late, coming off a Brevard win and an East Henderson win. And we'll be right back with some halftime statistics. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is the Midway Report, sponsored by MSI Food Services, and this is Black Bear Basketball.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash and Carry. Buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches, call 667-9624, 667-9624. And Happy New Year from MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway, Candler.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Big win for the Sugar Bears over a team that defeated them earlier in the season. And the win was huge, folks. 27 points. Pisgah outscoring Franklin by 8 points in the first, by 8 points in the second quarter, by 7 in the third. So bang, bang, bang. And then actually Franklin came back and played Pisgah nose-to-nose, 16-16 there in the final quarter. But still, a little bit too late. A little bit way too late. 77-54. Was the final, so that was a 23-point victory for the Sugar Bears. And down at Franklin, it was a squeaker, and the Sugar Bears lost. Boys game coming up. Let me look at the Franklin score sheet here first for you for the visitors. It was all Lindsay Simpson, although I tell you, off the bench, Mariah Wallace for the Lady Panthers played a great night of basketball. I mean, she got 14 points, but she actually shined on defense more than she did offense. Okay, let's look at it. Lindsay Simpson had 22 points. She averages around 25. Overholt had 6. We just mentioned that Mariah Wallace off the bench had 14. Just had a great night in basketball. Maggie Stewart, her inside game, produced 5 points, all of those in the first half. And Agrusa and Valley, only a field goal apiece. And, Agrusa had a really good game against us down there at Franklin, and we did not see that tonight.
Handled the ball very well. She didn't really make a lot of mistakes, but still, turnovers plagued this Franklin club tonight, as well as offensive rebounds. Second chance opportunities for the Black Bears was huge tonight, and I credit that to that zone. They couldn't really match up good with an offensive player and get those rebounds. So Pisgah, a lot of second opportunities tonight on the offensive side.
Pisgah just were playing way, I actually thought at times, outside of their game. Actually playing over their potential, you might say, or can you ever really play over your potential? But I mean, they were on target offensively, defensively, some of the most aggressive Pisgah defense I've seen in a long time. For Pisgah, 9 players scored, and let me check here, 5 players in double figures, folks, and that is unusual for the Sugar Bears. Sheridan Presley leading with 16 points unofficially, almost all of those in the first half. She only got a field goal in the second half of play, and she was on the bench resting a lot in the second half, I might add. Kristen Almond, great second half, 15 points on the night. 12 for Micah James, a couple of big threes in the first half for her. 11, Taylor Gallion. 10 for sister Brooklyn Gallion. Did McKenzie score? Yeah, McKenzie Gallion. All three Gallion triplets scored tonight. McKenzie had 2. Mariah Reed off the bench. The freshman had a couple of free throws. Leanne Wade had a field goal also. Didn't mention Mariah Lewis. She finally caught on fire with an inside game in the fourth quarter. Ended up with 7 points on the night. And that's the 11 scoring for Pisgah. That meant, pardon me, 9 players scoring for the Sugar Bears tonight. This is the Midway Report on 920 WPTL. Back with the start of the boys' varsity game in a moment. The boys won down at Franklin. It was a squeaker. It was a barn burner. We're looking for maybe a repeat here in this second game. Stay with us. Midway Report. That's easy for you to say. Brought to you tonight by MSI Foods. Back. This is Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTF.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10% off at MSI Cash.
Franklin brought a heavy student, screaming bunch of people.
And I'm looking for an exciting matchup tonight.
Yeah, last game
down in Franklin was chock full. It was just a good basketball game. I'm looking for Jeb Brewer from Franklin to come out and have another exciting night. Also, who I think is really going to come on this game. He kind of got started in that last game against Franklin, but he didn't really shoot the ball out there in the first period. It's Drew Simpson. So I see him to come out and be the threats for Franklin. Also, they have a couple of big boys inside. Big, strong gentlemen, I might add. And so we'll see what this Pisgah post game has. As I remember, they played very well while we were at Franklin with Coco Burris, Thomas Tatum, and Tyler Singleton.
Yeah, we can match up with the big guys. You know, they got a 6'6 guy, Davis. He didn't play that well against us off the bench down at Franklin. But as you mentioned, Drew Simpson at 6'3 plays actually like a 6'6 guy. And if he has a good night and Jeb Brewer has a good night, it's going to be a close one here for the hometown Black Bears.
And Pisgah coming off a tough loss to a very talented Smoky Mountain team, but they have 2 wins now under their belt as they played Brevard and East Henderson. So coming off 2 conference wins is this varsity club, but still very tough opponent tonight in the Franklin Panthers.
Coming up on Friday night, Pisgah will be back in action. They'll be on the road at West Henderson, a game we will not have on the air for you here on 920 Radio. The next radio broadcast game will be a week from tonight. David, guess who comes to town?
Tuscola.
The Mountaineers, cross-country rival Tuscola comes to town, and they dished out a defeat to us last time, did they not?
Yes, they did. So we've got 3 conference losses, but still. I think this is a very good club. Excuse me, 2 conference losses for Pisgah. I still think this is a very good club. They could have a good streak into the playoffs. They have a good record as well, 13-3. That's pretty good.
Drew Simpson, one of the starters. Also Jeb Brewer, James Barber. Also number 24, Jordan Howell, a senior. And number 54,
Jacob Davis.
Jacob Davis. Now, I don't think Davis started down.
Capaforte started last time when we were at Franklin. He's 6'10", but they're electing to go with Jacob Davis, who's 6'6". He's a junior center, so he played very well last time against Pisgah. And so rounding out that 5, again, it's Jeb Brewer, James Barber, Drew Simpson, Jordan Howe, and number 54, Jacob Davis. And I think for the Pisgah starting 5, it's going to be that same 5. The sensational senior, Roy McClure, will get a start. Another good senior, very good defensive player, number 3, Matthew Inman. He's been playing very well as of late, scoring a few here and there. And also another good senior, they call him Bam, number 10, Tyler Singleton. Plays good from outside as well as the inside. You know, Tyler didn't play earlier in the season because of an injury, and after that injury healed up, he's been a real asset to the starting five. And another senior, number 32, Nick Mamorelli, very long, long defender, and he can do some things offensively. Very good passer and ball handler. And then what I would say is the most improved Pisgah player from this year to last is the senior, number 33, Coulter Burris. He's been playing very well as of late. He almost plays horizontally. He's a really good hustle player, and he gets after it while he's in the basketball game.
Well, going on experience, you'd have to say this starting five has got to have some. We're starting 5 seniors here tonight, as we have several. In fact, maybe every game since the Christmas break.
Tyler Singleton, like you were saying, he didn't start there early. He has 2 bad ankles. He gets them taped very regularly, and he played one of those during a practice before the season started. So he's healthy now as Burris and Simpson get ready for the tip. And Simpson tips it right in the hands of McCorr, but it's over to Inman, who puts up a shot, and it's up and in for Pisgah as they draw first blood here in the varsity matchup.
Great assist by McCorr, just shoveling that ball through 2 defenders to get the ball down to Inman for the score.
And a turnover here by Franklin, and it's ahead to McCorr. McCorr looking inside, crossover dribble, goes up on the right side and puts it in. So 4 quick points for Pisgah, 7:33 left to play, only 30 seconds off of the game clock.
Well, that's the way to do it. Take command early if you can do it. And the Bears have done it with 2 quick field goals.
Pisgah an extended 3-2 zone as they try and get it inside. They do to Davis. His shot is blocked away, rebounded by Roy McClure, who gets it ahead now, pulls back over to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looking inside. Now down low pass to Burris. Inman goes up. His shot is blocked. Pulled down by McClure. It's a little spin in the lane. And 6-0 lead for Pisgah now. And it looks like Howe is going to try and set up the offense. He passes it over to Barber. Back to Howe. Howe almost losing control of the basketball. And they're trying to trap. Now it's over to Simpson. Howe back at the top of the key. Pisgah in this extended 3-2. Really got Franklin shocked right now. Back outside to Howe. Over to Barber. Barber looking inside. Now over to Brewer. Brewer crosses over. Back up top to Barber. Barber dribbles in. Little crow hop in the lane. His shot no good. Rebounded by... Now over to McClure. McClure passes it up to Mamorelli. Mamorelli looking inside. Simpson guarding him. Inman coming for a back pick on McClure. And he passes it to McClure on that left side. McClure being guarded by Barber. He picks up a ball pick from Inman. Now over to Inman. He picks up the ball over to Mamorelli, who pulls up for a 3. And it's good from the right wing. And it looks like Franklin's going to call a timeout as Pisgah jumps out to a quick 9-0 lead. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it here and mention our fine sponsors of Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Wow, I'm not sure I've seen Bears come out with such tenacity here at the beginning of a game like this. 9-0 over a good ball club. Tonight's game brought to you by Burger King out of Camp, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, also by Bojangles.
You're right, Terry. Pisgah really coming out right now. They look poised and ready for tonight's game. And if I was Franklin, I'd almost be shocked right now. A little bit shell-shocked. We still got that same starting five out there. And still 0 points. Only shots have been taken by Davis and Barber. Brewer really hasn't put up anything.
Let's see if Franklin timeout was to change something or just to slow Pisgah down.
And there's a Brewer shot, and it's rebounded by Simpson. His shot is up and good. Brewer pumped a 3 from the corner, but Simpson comes up at the board and puts it in. And now Mamorelli on the outside tries to lob it inside, and that's a Pisgah turnover as it was knocked away by Davis. Now Brewer pulls up for 3. And it hits nothing. Rebound pulled down by McCorr. McCorr pulls up in the paint. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Singleton.
Back to McCord. Now pass over to Burris. Burris a little pump fake on the right side. He puts it in. Still a 9-point lead for Pisgah. 11-2. 5:06 left to play here in the first period. As Hal now over to Barber. Now over to Brewer. Brewer looking inside. Back over to Simpson. Simpson pulls up for a three. His shot rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by McCord. McCord long pass over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli now to pass over to Singleton. Singleton pump fakes from the left corner and off to Inman. Inman dribbles in. Trapped by three different Franklin defenders, and Brewer comes up with the ball, racing down the right side, and it's off the backboard, but Simpson's there for the rebound and put back. So 11-4 is the Pisgah lead, 4:28 left to play as Pisgah comes down, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Brewer.
Is it away from the dribbler? I didn't see. It was somewhere down in the lane.
I think he was, they say, arm check Inman as Inman was coming through the middle of the paint. And it looks like Inman will take a quick break. And Anderson now checking in for the Black Bears.
Jesse Anderson, a sophomore, relieving as a senior. And the ball comes in to Rory McClure as he's outside the arc. Takes a dribble inside the paint. He'll pump from in there, and it's good. Man, McClure, 6.1. But that makes him 3 out of 4 shooting, and it's should be 13-4, but the scoreboard shows 11-4.
Pisgah playing very well right now, still on this extended 3-2 defense, and I think it's got Franklin a little shocked. And there's a pass deflection from Jesse Anderson, which leads to a Franklin turnover as Rory McCord comes over the ball. Now to Anderson, inside pass to Mamarelli. Mamarelli back over to Singleton. Singleton pumps from three, shot no good, rebound fought for, and it looks like it'll go to the Panthers.
Yeah, I think Jesse Anderson had a hand on it there and went out of play. He was looking at the ref like, not me, but he knew that it was he. Now they put the right score up. It's 13-4, Pisgah.
Now Hal at the top of the key trying to work on this Pisgah defense. He pulls up from just inside the arc and nails a long jumper. And for me, that's a really bad shot because you take a couple steps back, you've got 3 points instead of two, but still comes up with some Franklin points. Rory McCord driving in the middle of the lane, shot no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. So Pisgah still with a 9-point lead, 15-6, as Hal comes across half court, now passing it over to Spies. Back to Hal, now over to Barber. Barber, a little pump fake. Almost stolen away there by Jesse Anderson. And this time, Hal pulls up from three, shot no good, rebounded by Burris. Burris quickly gets it away to McCord. McCord streaking down, gets on the left side, shot no good. Burris comes up with a rebound in the trail and puts it back in. 17-6 now, 11-point lead for Pisgah, 2:39 left to play as Hal dribbles it up for the Panthers. Passes over to Spies. Back to Hal. Now dribbling, now on that left side, into the corner to Barber. Barber now looking inside for Davis, but back up top to Hal. Pisgah really keeping the ball away from the basket as it's over to Spies. Spies now over to Barber, over to Hal. Hal dribbles in, picks up his dribble, pass tipped away. That's another Franklin turnover as Anderson comes up with it. Now pass over to Singleton. Singleton with a pump fake, and Simpson is going to foul Singleton as he tried to drive in and go to the left.
Only the first Panther foul, and we're 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Both
on the
fouls
clock here
in this game by Franklin Panthers.
Or by Brewer. That was the second foul by them?
Okay. One by Brewer and one by Simpson. And so now Dalton Scott coming in, and also number 41, Thomas Tatham, as McCord works to get open, and he does. Pass up to Scott now. Scott dribbling to his left, looking for someone over to Tatham. Tatham with a pump fake. Gets alone in the middle of the paint and puts it up and in. A fabulous play there by the freshman, Thomas Tatham.
Just lots of patience for a ninth grader, you know.
Yes.
Slung off those defenders and just took a dribble and pumped it up and in. I like that. 19-6, Pisgah lead.
Ball almost tipped away now into Capaforte. His shot is up and good for Franklin. As Pisgah now with the basketball, Roy McCord dribbling down that right side, getting into the middle, looking for someone to pass to, over to Tatham. Tatham inside pass to Burris, but it's tipped away by Capaforte.
And Pisgah will keep possession of the basketball. They're going to inbound on that right wing side in front of the Franklin student section. And McClure pulls from deep, and it rattles in and out. Rebound pulled down by Franklin. And here comes Maslin. Maslin handed over to Brewer. Brewer pulls up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Burris. McClure passing ahead to Scott. Scott over to Tatham. Tatham looks inside. Back to McClure. And a foul is going to be called on Maslin, as he tried to strip the ball away from the senior guard, Rory McClure.
I tell you, Maslin, being a freshman, has a big job guarding Rory McClure. And McClure hits the bench. Inman replaces him.
Brown also checking in for Pisgah. And again, another thing that I'm seeing right now is Franklin looking very tired. Pisgah's playing a lot of people right now. They've got fresh legs in the... Passes outside to Brown. Outside to Anderson. Anderson dribbling to the left. Spin move. Goes up. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Tatham. Pass over to Brown alone on the left. I mean, right block. And Thomas Tatham showing some great awareness there as he gets the ball over to wide open Brown.
Yeah, I have to share those points with Tatham that time. That was a good assist by the freshman.
Maslin over to Simpson. Simpson looking inside. They get it down low to Evans. Evans' shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Pisgah. Scott now coming across half court. Over to Anderson. Over to Tatham. Quick pass over to Inman. Inman to the little pump fake. Again, another pump fake. Goes up in between a couple Franklin defenders. Gets his shot blocked. And Franklin comes down with it. As Maslin now dribbling. Gets it over to Simpson. Inside to Capaforte. Back outside to Evans. Evans goes up in the middle of the paint. And it's up and in. 21-10 lead as Scott heaves one from about three quarters court. And it's no good. So a very first period of basketball there as Pisgah leads by 11, 21-10. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Before you and your buddies set in on one of Fat Buddy's smoking combos, might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, biscuit, a baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
To start the second quarter, it will be the Panthers inbounding. Pisgah with some different personnel. We'll check those in a minute.
As Howell now has the ball outside to Barber. Barber passing back over to Gibson. Now back to Barber. Pisgah still in this extended 3-2 defense. Barber now over to Howell. Howell looking inside. Dribbling back out top. Pisgah really keeping the ball away from the basket. Now inside to Evans. Evans a little spin move back outside to Howell. Quick pass over to Barber. Barber pulls up for a long two and puts it in. And Barber now with his first points of the evening. And Mamarelli driving in on the left side. Puts up a beautiful finish there for Pisgah as he slices right through the middle of the paint. Barber now with the basketball on that left side, passing it over to number 20, Gibson. Over to Howell. Now inside to Davis. Davis spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in for Franklin. McClure now coming across the half court. Picks up a ball pick from Singleton. Spin move. Shot in the paint, and it's good for Rory McClure. 25-14 now. Pisgah lead. It's Howell with the basketball just on top of the Pisgah P now. Three high for Pisgah defending. Barber with the basketball now on the left side. Passes inside. Picked off
by Burris. And he hands it up to McCore. McCore dribbling in on the right side. Shot no good. Rebounded by Mamarelli. His shot up no good. Rebounded by Franklin. Head to Gibson. Gibson picks up his dribble. Inside to Evans. Back outside to Gibson. Now back up top to Howe. They want to set up the offense. Davis driving in. His shot up and in. A tough shot there by Jacob Davis. And looks like a timeout is going to be called. A 30-second timeout by Franklin. Pisgah still leading 25-16. And we'll keep it here again for another sponsor mention.
5:55 remaining in the first half. And tonight's game brought to you by Burger King of Canton. Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Bojangles of Canton. The Single Stop Stores also. Fat Buddy's Resin Barbecue and Shepherd Insurance Group between Canton and Clyde.
Yeah, buddy. Pisgah still looking very potent here in the second period, even though Franklin has come out and scored two field goals, pretty much back-to-back through Davis and Barber.
Well, not a big run. They've outscored Pisgah by a field goal, but not a big run here yet by the Panthers, but they are capable as we get back to action here.
And it looks like a box of one is going to be ran on Rory McClure as Pisgah now is going to set up some kind of zone offense probably as Gibson comes out to guard him. And now Burris drives in the middle of the paint. He loses control of the basketball, and it's picked up by Franklin. It's only a third turnover of the game for Pisgah as Brewer trying to make something happen loses the ball. And looks like Rory McClure is the last one to touch it, so it'll stay Franklin basketball.
McClure let it go out of play. I guess he thought that Franklin touched it last, but both of the refs on that side of the floor said, it's Panther basketball.
Into Brewer. Brewer, the shot fake. Now he tries to get it over to Davis, and it's picked off by Pisgah. Quick pass over to Rory McClure on the wing. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Barber. Barber now coming down the court for Franklin. Looking inside. Pisgah still in a 3-2 defense with Inman and Burris out. And a pass just over the head of Jeb Brewer. Capaforte checking back in. Also number 22, Drew Simpson for Franklin. Drew Simpson has some hops, I might add. McCore passing over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli looking inside. Pump fake. Now passing over to Tatham. Back outside to McClure. Now top to the Mamarelli at the top of the key. Inside pass to McClure. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Franklin. Howell with the basketball. Top of the key. Looking for someone to pass to. Now it's over to Barber. Barber dribbling in the middle of the paint. Puts up a runner. No good. Rebounded by Forte. And Tatham, I thought, with a decent hand on the ball. Looks like he's going to be called for the foul. He's got a little bit too much hand there.
Yeah. That's only the first team foul. We're halfway through the second quarter, and that's only the first team foul.
This has been a very fast basketball game. Only four fouls called altogether. Three of them on Franklin, and that one on Tatham for Pisgah.
Capaforte gets the first of his two free throw attempts.
Second one is up and good. As it's inbounded now to Anderson, and McClure is going to take a break as Scott comes in to replace him. So Scott slashing through the middle of the lane, pulls up, shot no good, rebounded by Franklin. Barber now ahead in the middle of the paint. His shot up no good. Rebounded by Mamarelli. Mamarelli now leading the charge for Pisgah. Across half court. Stops. Over to Scott. Now passes outside to Anderson. Anderson back inside to Mamarelli. Off the foot of Capaforte. And it'll stay Pisgah basketball.
Nice pass from Jesse Anderson there to Mamarelli. Didn't work as Capaforte knocked it away, but a good look on the baseline there.
Threading needles tonight are these Pisgah passers. Into Scott. Scott looking, pulls it back outside. On top of the Ben logo now, on that right wing. Passes over to Mamarelli. Mamarelli looking inside. He gets it in to Tatham. Tatham a little spin move in the paint and puts it up and in.
shooting 100% tonight from the field. 2 of 2 is Thomas Tapa. But now, number 30, that is Spies. Pulls up for a three. His shot no good. Rebounded by Simpson, who puts it up and in for Franklin. 7-point lead now for Pisgah. 27-20, about 3:22 left to play. His Mamorelli now passes inside to Tapum again. Tapum back outside to Mamorelli. And it looks like pushing off is going to be called. Or, excuse me, 3 seconds in the lane is going to be called. So that'll be a Pisgah turnover.
Might have been Tatham. He was right on the edge there.
Very hard to see. A lot of defensive action and offensive action there in the middle of the lane. Howell with the basketball on that left side. Passes over to Simpson. Simpson pulls up for three. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Looks like it was last touched by Colter Burris. He tried to hustle for the rebound, and it was just out of his reach. Now inbounding, they get it into Simpson. His shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by McClure. Over to McClure. McClure pulls up, shot no good. Rebounded by Howell. Now it's up to Spies. Spies passes over to number 40, who goes up, and it's blocked by Mamorelli. That was Allen who tried to go up underneath for a reverse, and it was blocked by Mamorelli. Now inside pass to Burris from Anderson, and before Burris could get it over to Tatham, he walked with it. And good idea by Colter Burris, just got a little excited there, I think. Tried to move before he passed it.
So. Yeah, well, they came down on him very quickly with a double team, but he did walk with it. Good call. 7-point Pisgah lead. We led by 11 going into the quarter.
So over to Spies now, top of the key. Pass down into that right corner to Simpson. Now back outside to Brewer. And Brewer passes it right into the hands of Tatham. And McClure now picking it up outside to Mamorelli. He's hit 2 threes now. 100% from behind the arc for Nick Mamorelli. As he increases the lead to 10. Simpson now driving in on the right side. Shot up. And it's long. Rebounded by Anderson. Anderson looking up court, trying to find someone to pass to. Stops. Over to Tatham. Tatham with a shot fake. Hands it back off to Anderson. Anderson now tries a crow hop in the lane and pass to McCoy at the same time, and it's tipped out of bounds by Howell. And now some substitutions for Pisgah as Burris, Tatham, and Mamorelli exits the hardwood, and Inman, Brown, and Singleton return.
10-point Pisgah lead, 30-20.
Anderson gets it into Inman. Inman driving in, stops, passes to Singleton. Singleton now stopping. Inman back with the basketball now. Picks it up, back over to Singleton. Singleton top of the key, now gets to McClure, who picks up a ball screen from Singleton. And now a ball screen from Brown. He goes up for a little runner in the lane, and it's good. So some good team basketball there by Pisgah. 32-20 now, 1:17 left to play. Pisgah with a 12-point lead. Spies with the basketball. Now up top of Maslin. Back to Spies. Pisgah still on this 3-2 extended defense. And they try to pass it inside to Simpson. And it's off of his hands. He just couldn't control the basketball. It was a good pass, just couldn't get his hands on it. It's another Franklin turnover. That gives them 8 on the night. Pisgah's 4. Pisgah also out-rebounding them by 2. They've got 9 rebounds to Pisgah. I mean, Franklin 7. Or, excuse me, 12.
Under a minute to play and a half now.
McClure, the basketball over to Anderson. Anderson, pump fakes. Oh, McClure. McClure dribbles in. Spin move in the paint. Shot up, no good. And it'll be out of bounds. And these refs are really letting them play some physical basketball. I like it.
Yeah, a lot of bumping. They call the really bad ones, but if it's a little bump, they seem like they're letting it go.
Into Inman. Inman now dribbling outside to Singleton. Singleton pulls up for three, and it rattles in. And that was a deep three by Tyler Singleton. His first bucket of the evening. Pisgah still extended 3-2. It's really giving Franklin a fit so far. Simpson, the top of the key, looking for someone to pass to. And it's almost stolen, but he gets it over to Howell. Now back to Simpson. He pulls up just inside the three, and it looks like it's going to rattle out, but a foul is going to be called on number 21. That's Jesse Anderson, a push. And Simpson will go to the line for 2 shots. excuse me, Pisgah has 14 to Franklin's 12 rebounds. No, I said 9, but it was really 14.
Simpson's first free throw is good, and he'll have 2. Or one more, that is. 2 altogether. See Barber coming back in the lineup, who has not been a real factor yet. He's got 2 points.
Simpson's second shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Brown.
12 seconds left in the first half.
Brown now with a basketball on that right corner. Over to McClure. McClure the pump fake. Spin move up in the middle of a paint. No good. Rebound fought for. Simpson has it. Picked up by McClure. His shot is up and no good. As Roy McClure almost had a magnificent steal, catch, shoot all in one motion there in the half. But we'll take a quick break. Pisgah leads right now 35-21 at the end of the half. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM, and this is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years, and Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Looks like we're going to have some xylophone and drumming for a halftime show here from Pisgah.
And I might add right now, Pisgah on a clean sweep of Franklin tonight. The girls won by a pretty good margin. Yeah, and the JV girls game was a lot closer than it has been in the past. It was actually close for once. They were actually tied there going into the fourth quarter. But this JV club, very potent. They pulled out a win, 53-39. So it doesn't sound really close.
But it was.
It was a lot closer than the score. So the girls pulling out a 53-39 win, and then the boys were really taking care of business, even though it was a little bit closer. It was 50-46. They really came out and played well. Both JV clubs did. So hats off to them tonight. Good job, ladies and gentlemen.
We're tallying up the individual stats. I will remind you that Pisgah's on the road Friday night over at West Henderson. That will not be a broadcast game here on WPTL or on the internet stream at WPTLradio.net. But we will be on the air a week from tonight as Tuscola comes to Pisgah. Well, it was a hard night over at Tuscola about a month ago.
Yeah. That was when Roy McClure broke the 1,000-point mark, and nothing was said about it. And I really felt bad for him. I felt that they served an injustice to him. But
yeah, they were a good player.
So
they didn't mention a thing on the PA at all, and they didn't stop the game or anything for the 1,000th point. But I think we did over here at Pisgah on the following night or something.
Yeah.
But so anyway, a big rematch with cross-county rival Tuscola a week from tonight. We'll have that one on the air for you, WPTL. Back with individual scoring in a minute. Stay tuned. Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Suede. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, Bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Here at halftime.
Pisgah High School marching band, drumline, and I think that's xylophone.
Xylophone. Yeah, I can tell you and I know a lot about music.
And the flag waving. What do you call the people that wave the flag?
Uniform flag people.
They're, what are they called?
You can tell.
We're horrible.
I know. But we were not, neither one of them. We were both shocked. And we never
ran
the band.
Individual stats first for the Franklin Panthers, trailing Pisgah here at halftime, 35-21.
Nobody in double figures. Drew Sampson does have 7 here at the half. 4 points apiece for Capaforte off the bench, and also Thomas Evans off the bench. Both have 4 points apiece. And one field goal for each, Jacob Davis and James Barber. And
Jeb Brewer
has nothing?
No points, which is very unrare. He had a good game when we were at Franklin. He really came out and he shot the ball well. Here tonight, I think he's taken 3 threes, and one of them was extremely short, and the other 2 were just long.
You know, Rory McClure is leading Pisgah with 12 points here at the half, and that's probably slightly below his average maybe at halftime. However, he's launched a bunch of threes and not hit any of them. And actually, in the second quarter, at one point, he was 1-for-7 shooting from the field. So Rory not having a high percentage night, but he does lead the team with 12 here at the half. Behind McClure, Nick Morelli, a couple of threes and a 2 for 8 points here at the half. Colter Burris put up 4, as did Thomas Tatham off the bench. A 3-pointer for Tyler Singleton there before the halftime buzzer. Matthew Inman got the first field goal of the game, but that's all he made offensively, was that 2 points. And also McKinley Brown off the bench had a field goal for his 2 here at the half. And so that's how it looked. Pisgah jumped out to a 21-10 lead at the first quarter and then outscored the Panthers 14-11 in the second period, and that's why they have this 35-21 lead here at the half. Back in a minute, we'll be starting the second half. The Panthers have a little bit of ground to make up. They are capable, and I'm looking for a close finish to this one. 35-21, Pisgah right now. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for carpoolers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's boat time.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the 4 area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're here live in Canton. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball. Along always for your enjoyment is Terry Shin and yours truly, David Stiles. And this has been a great game thus far. Very fast paced. The refs have really been letting both clubs play. Only 4 fouls called there in that whole entire half of basketball. Pisgah with a 35-21 lead over the Franklin Panthers. And like we were saying, Jeb Brewer, no points. And really,
no one from Franklin really pouring on a lot of scoring other than Drew Simpson. He has seven. That leads the Franklin scorers, and no one really turning it on for them. So maybe we'll see them shoot more around their percentage coming in this second half, which would be kind of scary because we know Jeb Brewer likes to shoot the basketball. But I credit their bad shot selection, Pisgah's rebounds, and Franklin's turnovers, all of this extended 3-2 defense that Pisgah's playing. They're able to get their hands on a lot of basketball. They're able to trap in the corners. They're keeping the ball away from the basket and making Franklin shoot it from the outside, which is what you want any team to do because Franklin has got some big kids. They want to get it inside and kick it back out. That's their game, but they're not able to do that. They're having to stick to the perimeter. And
very few passes have the Panthers been able to get inside. And when the big guys have scored, it's been off of rebounds. 35-21 as the Panthers inbound to start the second half. And here we go with basketball. 920 WPTL. Barber with the basketball, who's in at the top of the circle, trying to direct a little bit of traffic as he's doubled up on. Gets it down low to Howell. Back to Barber. And Brewer, who did not score. And Brewer just simply overthrows Howell down deep in the corner. And it'll be Pisgah basketball and another turnover for the Panthers.
Feel a little bit of anxiety from Franklin. They want to score. They want to get the basketball inside. And they just keep making bad decision after bad decision.
Kind of reminds me of the Lady Panthers in the earlier game here. WPTL, they just really frustrated, unable to do anything that they wanted to do. Ball out of play, last touched by a Franklin player. I think it was touched by Brewer. It'll be Mamorelli trying to find somebody open as he slaps the basketball, and it's Inman who steps up, gives it right back to Mamorelli, puts it up with a left hand, a little hook shot, is right on target. A little left-handed scoop hook there by Mamorelli. Makes it 37-21, a 16-point Pisgah lead as Mamorelli knocks a pass away, but right back into the hands of Howell. So Panthers still have it. Howell trying to look left, covered up over there, so back to the right to Brewer. Back to Howell. For Barber. Now Howell down low. And Brewer. Nobody open for a shot, lots of passes. 7, 8 passes, now 9 as the ball comes over to Simpson. 10 passes as the ball's back to Barber again. I'm counting passes here. 11 passes to Simpson, looking for somebody open. And finally, Howell will take a shot, and it's a brick of a shot. Not even close, and the ball's dribbled off the foot of Howell. Finally to the hands of Brewer. Bumped a little bit there by McClure. No whistle, and finally a whistle and a driving shot. And this foul will be against Pisgah's Nick Mamorelli.
What Franklin is not doing is they're doing exactly what Pisgah wants them to do. They're keeping the ball away from the basket. They're passing around the perimeter. The other two players that are on the court, besides those three perimeter players, are becoming very stagnant on the middle of the inside. They're not really moving or cutting to the basket, and it's not really allowing them to get into some sort of flow and try and beat this zone. They're just kind of subduing to what Pisgah wants them to do, and that's shoot it from the outside.
Both free throws are missed by Brewer, so he's still scoreless. Pisgah rebounds. So the Black Bears on the attack, right side, McClure, underhand, scoops it over to Burris. Finds Mamorelli open from three. Back to Burris. One dribble up, and he doesn't make the shot, but draws the foul.
And Pisgah's doing a good job of right now. They're passing the ball away, and then they're cutting right back to it. And they're just running basic basketball fundamentals. Just give and go, cut the lane. Burris is wide open.
Burris will shoot two and misses on the first shot. A little bit strong off to the right. Singleton. Mamorelli will be down low for a rebound, but there is none as the second free throw by Colter Burris is good. So he's got 5 points. 38-21 is the Pisgah lead. Ball across the timeline comes down to Barber. Goes down with the right hand over to Simpson. And I think his shot was partially blocked by Burris and rebound by Davis. His shot is up and good. Strong rebound by Davis as Pisgah now on the attack. And Burris is blocked by Simpson, who will pick up foul number 2.
I almost thought a turnover was going to be called down Colter Burris, and he lost control of the basketball. But Simpson did slide in front of him. and impede him from driving into the basket.
Mamrelli will look for somebody open, and it's going to be Tyler Singleton scores. Or do they count it? Because he was fouled on the shot. They do count. Singleton score.
That was a good flex cut by Singleton. He came from that weak side, came right to the ball. He took the bird of the pressure. He went up strong with the basketball, protected it with his body, and put it in. Old-fashioned three-point play is converted there by Singleton.
41-23. Pisgah's lead is growing instead of shrinking. 18 points now. As Inman goes for a steal, doesn't get it away from Howell. Howell keeps it over to Barber. Underneath, they try to get it to Davis. Taken away from him by Singleton. And there's going to be a possession between Davis and look at there, Davis and Inman exchanging words. I'm not sure what that was about. Inman definitely was the coolest of the two. And Inman comes to the bench.
Smart move there by Casey Craig to take Inman out after he saw the exchange of words.
But Inman said nothing in return. He kept his cool. But Davis was a little out of control with his verbiage, obviously. And Pisgah will put the ball in play. 5:14 on the clock, third period. Mamrelli bounces it to Singleton. Spinning shot up. No good. And another foul, this time against Pisgah.
Was it a foul?
Is it a walk? Must have been a walk.
Must have been a walk.
Yeah, must have been a walk. Okay. Turnover gives it to the Panthers. Trailing 41-23. 5:04, third period. New player in the lineup. It's Gibson. Had a lot of minutes in the first half for the Panthers. Gibson is open, but it's knocked away by Singleton into the stands. Tried to get it down to Gibson.
That
play by Big Tyler.
That's what I was saying. This zone makes you want to pass the ball along and allows those defenders to get in the way of those passing lanes and tip the ball away. A full timeout is taken by Franklin, head coach Pinkston. So we'll keep it here and mention some sponsors.
4:54 remaining third period.
Pisgah is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Bojangles of Canton, Plus Linen Uniform Services, the Single Stop Stores, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and the Shepherd Insurance Group between Clyde and Canton.
Here's going a little 6-2 start to start the third period. Not a big run, but 6-2 ain't bad when you already had a big lead.
And Coach Pinkston, I just know that he's not happy with how his basketball team is playing on the offensive side of the court. They're being very passive. They're not really attacking that zone. They're just passing it around the perimeter.
The official and Mr. Jacob Davis having some discussion. As the ball comes into the Panthers, who took the timeout. Ball comes into Howell. Simpson back to Howell, deep in the pocket to... keep forgetting his name, number 20, Gibson. Back to Simpson, takes a little baseline drive, tries to get it to Davis, but he's covered up, knocked away, back outside to Gibson. And again to Howell. And Howell, just, I don't know what that was, a pass intended for Gibson, I guess, but Gibson would have had to have been 10 feet tall to get it. And it's into the stands, Pisgah basketball. 41-23. McClure to Mamorelli, who's just standing over on the left side. Finds Burris. Coulter Burris takes a little dribble. Moves. Now back to Mamorelli. He's doubled up on and travels before he gets the ball over to Tyler Singleton. So turnover gives it back to the Panthers, who have a lot of ground to make up. They're going to close the gap. They've got to start pretty soon. 4 minutes remaining in the third period. Pisgah leading 41-23. And the Black Bears picking up full court. Mamrelli going for a steal, doesn't get it. Ball comes over to Maslin, who's in the lineup. Pumps one from just inside the arc, and it's good. His first field goal. 41-23. Pisgah with the lead in the ball. McClure looks for an opening. Found it. Threaded that needle. And Rory McClure for point number 13-14. Panthers having trouble as Maslin shoves the ball over to Gibson. Still in a little bit of trouble. Back to Maslin. And 10 seconds to Pisgah defense.
turnovers can be a funny thing. If you make too many, you kind of get played with it. Got to take care of the basketball. Got to take care of the basketball. I think that's what bit Franklin right there, trying to be smart. They just kept passing it back and forth, unaware that they hadn't got across the timeline yet.
Close, but not close enough. The ball comes into McClure. Now Singleton. Jesse Anderson checked in. Didn't see when Jesse came in. And Anderson gets it back to McClure. 3:18 on the clock. To Singleton, is open from three, but elects not to fire. Looks for a floating Anderson, finds him. Jesse on the sideline. Passes finally into the hands of Singleton. Lets one go from inside the arc, and it's good. Tyler Singleton for his eighth point. One for a steal, but they do get it to Davis. Back to Gibson. Anderson comes out to put some defense on him with that 3-2 zone, and McClure only trips Maslin as he tries for a drive through the paint. And for McClure, that will be that's just his first infraction, first personal foul.
Yeah, it looks like Manarelli and Buss will take a breather as Tatham and Inman check back in for Pisgah.
Tatham, the freshman, played some good minutes earlier. Comes out to put some defense on Simpson right down low. Outside to Gibson. Firing from the side is Simpson for three. Is that for three? For two. Okay. But he's got 9 points. Simpson, one of the starters. Roy McClure now for Pisgah. Pisgah still with a big lead, 45-27, 2:16 on the clock. We're in the third period, and the ball comes to Jesse Anderson. Fights through two defenders. A shot put up, no good. Pumps it from 10 feet. And Gibson with a rebound pull to Maslin. Across that timeline, he is screaming. Now a shot by Simpson from downtown. This one is good for three.
And Casey Crook calling a very smart timeout right here as Franklin gets back within 15. As Simpson got a little hot right there, and I think that's a good timeout because Simpson, very good three shooter. He can really shoot the jumper.
And he just about had a three before, and it was just inside the arc. So back-to-back buckets for him. Minute 58 remaining in the third period, but Pisgah still with a 15-point lead. They led by 14 at the half. So the Panthers have not come back here in the period. They're still down by one since halftime.
Pisgah really digging their heels in deep right here. They're still in that 3-2 zone. They haven't deviated from it all game. And it's really just gave Franklin a fit. I know I keep saying this, but if you could have seen the game at Franklin and now this game, it just doesn't translate.
It's the end of 10. McClure, 16 points for the senior point guard. 47-30 is the Pisgah lead. There has not been an offensive threat by any means. No points so far as the ball comes to Simpson. To Gibson, Simpson, and now a little driving shot by no good by Maslin. Now a shot from 3-point range is good by Simpson again. He's had back-to-back threes and 15 points.
That is Lindsey Simpson's brother.
Runs in the family. McClure, he fires from three. This one hits the back of the iron. Bounces out high off of there to the hands of Gibson. We go the other way with Franklin now as Maslin runs into Anderson for Pisgah. And McClure gets the loose ball and calls a quick timeout. We'll take a break and be right back. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
We cherish the moments we watch our children and grandchildren grow. We vow to love, protect, and provide for them and all of their dreams. This is our promise. Secure their future no matter what.
Invest in life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Kathy or me, Sarah, with Shepherd Insurance Group, formerly Brock Insurance Agency. Remember our new name and let us serve you.
Shepherd Insurance Group, between Canton and Clyde.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
58 seconds left to play here in the third period as Pisgah inbounds. Pisgah still with the lead, 47-33.
Anderson finds Burris. Burris will take a little baseline drive. He is blocked hard by Evans. and both players go down on the hardwood. That's the first foul on Evans, as Anderson will do the throw. And it's way back outside the half court to Rory McClure. McClure directing traffic back to Anderson. Front cross inside the paint. Puts one up, and he is clobbered by Thomas Evans again. Evans is a big boy. Back-to-back fouls by Evans, and this time Burris will shoot free throws.
I mean big. I mean muscular. This young man has some broad shoulders and some big muscles to go on those broad shoulders.
Just about the size of Cam Singleton from last year's Pisgah squad. A lot of folks out there listening, I know, remember Cameron Singleton.
Big country Cam Singleton. He's in attendance tonight. He's sitting right down there.
How can you miss him? He takes up two spaces over there.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding, Mr. Singleton. Just kidding. Free throw is no good. Rebound pull up high is Drew Simpson for the Panthers. And across the timeline they come. And off the bench, number 35 puts up a three, and it's missed. Rebounded by Pisgah. Outlet pass from Burris to Inman. 25 seconds on the clock, and McClure looks up, and I think he's going to save it for one. 20 seconds. Waits for somebody to come out on him. Finally, Brewer does. They get it down low to Tatham. Tatham to Anderson. And Burris at the top of the circle, and there is a foul on Capaforte. Capaforte, who was trying to chase him down.
And I think what makes Burris so good when he's cutting to the basket is he kind of looking away, and then all of a sudden he's moving toward the basket. Kind of catches you off guard. Very quick first step.
Anderson goes to the backcourt to pass it to McClure. 8 seconds on the clock, and McClure just casually brings it across the timeline. 4 seconds now, and they find Tatham underneath. Wide open. Thomas Tatham for the score at the third quarter buzzer. We'll be back, folks. It's 50-33. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Great-great-grandpap Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Disc can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook served feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a high fire. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
And Rory McClure, like I was telling Terry there, during that commercial break, kind of rolled Franklin to sleep. He comes across half court, kind of, I've got all the time in the world. 9 seconds on the clock. I've got all the time in the world. Franklin kind of comes out, not even paying attention to the freshman, Thomas Tatham, down there on the left block all by himself.
Tatham's got 6 points in his supporting role, by the way.
100% from the field tonight.
Underway with the fourth quarter, Franklin throws it in. Pisgah has beaten them scoring-wise each and every quarter so far. And right here's a takeaway, turnover. McClure picks up a pass intended for Howell. Shot from downtown is no good by Singleton. The ball's in the air. Franklin's going to win the rebound into the hands of Barber. And now takeaway, Anderson leading pass to Mamorelli. Transition layup is good by Nick Mamorelli.
That makes 6 turnovers. For Franklin here in this second half.
Looked like Franklin was going to get something going, but they have not been able to come back at all in any of the three quarters. Here's Evans open underneath. His shot is partially deflected and now picked off by Pisgah. Anderson leads one to McClure. McClure lays it up. I think he was bumped a little bit. No call. Rebound Davis for the Panthers.
Ooh, that was close to being a double dribble, Terry.
Howell. For the basketball. Down low is Simpson. Simpson fires, steps up inside the arc. No good. A real air ball actually under the iron, hit the net, but way undershot rebounded by Pisgah Singleton.
And you can really feel the urgency from Franklin here. They're trying to get the ball in the basket. And nothing is working for them right now.
Burris Anderson, back to Burris now, lays it up strong, and he was fouled from behind by Davis. Davis frustrated. Only his first personal foul, though, but that is seven on the team. But we'll have two free throws coming for Colter Burris.
And someone who I can tell is really frustrated, even though it's not really showing on his face, is Jeb Brewer. Look at it. He looks so distant from the ball game right now. If you could just see his face, it's kind of like he's absolved from the situation.
Yeah, he's like on another planet.
Seems so out of it. And we're going to take a break right here as a timeout is called by Franklin. 6:26 left to play, 53-33. Pisgah with a 20-point lead. This is WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's...
Simpson, was that a three?
It was a three.
Three threes, by the way, in a row by Drew Simpson. He's a junior. Boy, can't wait for his senior year. Here's McClure for Pisgah across the timeline. 5:42 on the clock. Pisgah with a big lead as Jesse Anderson... Pass down low to Singleton. He is covered up. Capriforte goes for a block but doesn't get it. Singleton goes up strong and gets point number 9 and 10.
Good move there by Singleton. He's very patient in the basketball. Gave a good pump fake. Got Capriforte in the air and then went up strong.
Pass to Barber. Barber goes right through the Pisgah defense. Puts up a shot. Kind of a wing and a prayer shot. Missed a shot but drew the foul. I think Mamorelli got him. So free throws coming for James Barber.
Shot is up and good by Barber. Gives him 3 points on the evening. May get still three. He misses the second one.
Rebound Pisgah's Burris. McClure, who takes his good old country time getting across the midstripe, and he is clawed from behind by Brewer. I don't know what that was all about. Looked like Brewer went for the... for his shoulder instead of the basketball.
I think you can really just, you can tell from that foul that he's frustrated. Like I said before, he hasn't had a bucket tonight. He had a really good game at Franklin against Pisgah. I could see he's going to come out again and have another good game. I mean, who wants to have a bad game? But still, Jeb Brewer not in the scorebook.
McClure gets his 17th point. Now his second free throw is up. And this one misses the mark, and rebound up high is Simpson for the Panthers. To Maslin, 5 minutes remaining in the game. Pisgah with a commanding 19-point lead. They've led by as much as 20. Now it's Maslin eyeing over this 3-2 Pisgah defense. Burris going for a steal, doesn't get it. Shot put up, a little running jumper, no good by Gibson. Rebounded by Pisgah Singleton to McClure. The Pisgah scores here, they'll be in their biggest game lead, and McClure leans in to Gibson. You see Gibson slap at the ball after the whistle.
And Gibson not happy with his call at all. And the referee just telling him to calm down.
I'm surprised the ref didn't call a technical or something. I tell you, the ref was very lenient that time. Just going over to Gibson, telling the foolish Jets a little bit.
Both referees, actually, the one underneath the basket and one coming in from the side, were just like, just need to calm down. And so Gibson will take a quick exit, and Howell will check back in for Franklin.
There again, it's just showing the frustration of the Panthers, and McClure gets the front end of these two free throws here. He missed the second one last time out, but he gets this one. So he's 3 out of 4 shooting here in the half. 58-37. Pisgah with a 21-point lead, and McClure will pick up.
And you can almost expect that because of what just happened. I mean, they're going to try and even things out a little bit, but Gibson just not in the game. So
it is Brewer back in the lineup, and Anderson gets away with a slapping foul that time, but Simpson scores.
tried to poke it out from behind and got all hand on that one.
I heard the slap from up here. No call by the ref, so Pisgah got away with one that time. Anderson with the basketball, tries to get it to McClure. Almost over and back. McClure has to reach to the backcourt to get it, but pulls it back to Anderson, back to McClure. And the Panthers have cranked up the defense here a little bit. Look at this. A little trapping, aggressive defense. McClure out dribbles it to Anderson, to Inman. Looks for somebody open. That's McClure. Quick pass to Singleton. 3:45 on the clock as Pisgah's eating up some time, and Burris is wide open.
That is just an absolute deflator. As you're trying to get the basketball back, there's only three minutes and 33 seconds left here to play in this half. You're scrambling trying to get the basketball, and you leave a man wide open underneath the basket.
You know, they were pulling guys over and trying to do that trap, and that left somebody open for Pisgah. Here's a long-range shot is missed by the Panthers. Stand-up rebound by Pisgah. Cross-court to Anderson, finding Singleton open at the baseline. Bounce pass to Inman. Burris back to Inman. He'll lay it up, and it's blocked away by Simpson and picked up. Here come the Panthers. They have numbers, 3-on-2. Kicked by McClure. Is he a soccer player?
He is. Also a kicker on the football team, so we're going to pour a little bit of jack-of-all-trades, you might say.
Well, he knows how to use the feet, and he knocks it, kicks it into the stands. 60-39 as Inman exits. Who came in for Inman? Let's see.
22, Scott.
Scott.
And Mamarelli also checking in for Burris. And Pisgah still staying true to this 3-2 defense and played it all night long. It's giving Franklin a fit.
I'll tell you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Simpson with the ball to Howell. Anderson on Howell, right from the point. Howell, a little bit of trouble. He trips over to Simpson, puts up a three, no good. And there's Anderson in the right place at the right time for the rebound. Out to McClure. 2.5 minutes remaining. Back to Anderson, the sophomore. And Maslin tries to knock it out of his hands, but it's back to him. Mamarelli and Anderson now. 2.5 minutes, as we mentioned, to Mamarelli. He's up close, but double teamed, so he kicks the ball back outside. Anderson and McClure are passing back and forth. Back to Anderson. Maslin goes for the steal, but Jesse says, uh-uh. Takes a dribble back to McClure. McClure finally moves behind the back to Mamarelli, open underneath, and there's a foul on Pisgah's.
McClure, they call a charge. It was a little bit out of control, but I don't care if that was a foul. That was a beautiful pass. He had Mamarelli cutting right to the basket. He got in the middle of the paint behind the back with the right hand right to Mamarelli. Easy layup, but they called him with it.
I was complimenting the fantastic pass and didn't think about the bump that followed.
Even if that is a foul, that's still a beautiful play.
It was. 2:07. Pisgah's big lead here is not going to be able to be handled by these Panthers here. And Davis is open underneath on the baseline. His shot is way off the mark. It was blocked away, but a foul on
Mike Tatham. And that's a good foul. Make him earn them, especially a big post player. Make him shoot the foul shots.
Yeah, don't give it to him. Shot is up by Jacob Davis, 6'6", and it is no good.
And again, a look of deflation and almost a look of tiredness on this Franklin roster. I mean, they look very worn down, and Pisgah looking upbeat and fresh.
Both free throws are missed, and it's Scott, long pass down to Anderson. Anderson finds Mamarelli. Reverse layup is good by Nick Mamarelli. And Mamarelli's got 14. That's one of his better games of the year. Minute 40 on the clock. Panthers, desperation, spinning, and shot by Simpson is good. Let's see if they count it. There's a foul on Pisgah's number 21, Jesse Anderson.
And I might add, you complimented Nick Mamarelli. He really came out hot this game. He came out and hit those two threes back-to-back there in the first half, and he's played very well tonight. Again, one of his better nights playing offensively. He does a lot of good things defensively as well, along with his passing and dribbling skills. But tonight, his ball has found the basket. He's played very well.
Simpson scoring 20 points now, and he has a chance for a free throw. And it's good. 62-42, we're back to a 20-point Pisgah lead. Austin White in the lineup for Pisgah. We haven't seen Austin's play in a while. And there is a timeout on the floor. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be back to wrap this one up here, folks. A minute 37 left. Pisgah with a big lead. This is Pisgah basketball on 920 WPTF.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Time to find a faster way to get to Bojangles so you can get a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. How about this? A special highway lane for Bojangles customers. Hey, they got one for crop rulers. Why not one for Bojanglers? Especially when you can get country fried steak on a made-from-scratch biscuit for just 99 cents. So write your congressman and make him vote yes on a Bojangles highway lane. Then we can all get to Bojangles faster to grab a steak biscuit for just 99 cents. Bojangles, it's bow time.
After a quick timeout, both teams reemerge from the bench, and it looks like the benches have been cleared. Substitutes in for both sides, and looks like on the court for Pisgah, looks like it's Dalton Scott, McKinley Brown, Austin White, Thomas Tatham, but Dan Woodall, and Will Hargrove.
White with the ball, with up right hand, goes up strong. It was blocked away by Davis. Rebound picked up by Pinkerton, and the ball knocked away. Let's see, I think it's going to be Pisgah basketball.
And in for Franklin. Looks like we have Maslin, who's had some good minutes tonight. Also, number 40, Allen, he's in. 54, Jacob Davis, also playing. Number 43, Ledford's in as well. And now Maslin checks out, and Spies checks back in.
Will Hargrove will put the ball in play for the Black Bears. And he finds Dalton Scott outside. Scott with a bounce pass, and a ball knocked away from him by Allen. Allen chases it down and steps on the in line. It'll be Black Bear ball.
Some good hustle here by this second group.
Well, you know, they've rested. Most of these guys have been on the bench. And, hey, we've got a minute to play. Let's show the crowd what we've got. A Scott to Hargrove, back to Scott. For Pisgah with a minute 6 on the clock, and Scott comes across the timeline with the left hand. Back out to White. White shot from about 10, no good. That's not White. Who was that? That was Woodall. Woodall fires, no good, and rebound to the Panthers. On the other end, a little right-handed scooper is up and no good by Allen, and rebound Pisgah.
It was last touch by Franklin, 48 seconds left to play. Pisgah with a 20-point lead, 62-42.
Dalton Scott. Pass from Hargrove, back to Hargrove. With the right hand, he tries to pass it down low to Bryant, and the ball is kicked away. On the other end, a shot blocked away by White. Now Panthers Davis, number 54, goes up, blocked from behind by White, and there's going to be a foul.
And it looks like a foul on Austin White. And the bucket's good, 29 seconds left to play, so 44 points now for Franklin. As Davis will get a old-fashioned three-point play, maybe, as shot is up and rattles in.
Rattle was a good name for that. Ricocheted inside the cylinder a couple of times before it fell through. Dalton Scott, little dribbling exhibition here as he gets it across the timeline. To White. White with the left hand and over to Hargrove. With the right hand, he looks for somebody open underneath, but Bryant cannot find his way clear. And it's back to Scott with 9 seconds on the clock. So White will probably just hold it for 6 seconds. And time will run out.
And Pisgah wins. Clean sweep tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for Pisgah against the Franklin Panthers. Here are the boys in at 62-45. Again, the JV girls winning 53-39, the JV boys winning 50-46, and then the varsity girls a throttling of the Lady Panthers, 77-54.
Yeah.
So some good quality basketball tonight from this Pisgah High School club. And it looks like a fight is breaking out on the court now between the student sections.
Well, it's just... Yeah, it looks like Mr. Presley here, Pisgah, pulling some students away. I think, you know, it's just not a big deal. Not a big deal. You know, you get so emotional and you see something that didn't go right, and the emotions flare, and Not a big, big deal. We'll take a break here. We'll wrap this up here with individual scores. Stay tuned, folks. We're glad you've joined us on 920 Radio and also on the Internet at WPTOradio.net. We'll be back. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTO.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
People been talking about Fat Buddy's beef brisket barbecue. Still slow cooked and basted right. Still in the flavor just like great-grandpa Buddy'd have it. Another thing. Just as much effort goes into getting the vegetables and fixing done right as anything else. So it's all food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back to the Bear Den, live here in Canton, North Carolina. And Pisgah, the victor tonight in all phases. In JV girls, JV boys, varsity girls, and varsity boys. Clean sweep of the Franklin Panthers. And
the varsity girls and the boys actually won big.
Yeah,
it looked like a marginal victory, but the girls winning 77-54 and the boys winning 62-45.
JV girls winning 53-39. That game was a lot closer than the score sounds. They were actually almost tied there at the end of the third quarter, which is very rare. This JV girls team may extend that winning streak on up into the, I would say, 40s by now. I'm not keeping a running poll, but They haven't lost in a couple years, ladies and gentlemen. Very fine basketball club. And I urge you to go out. It's on the 27th. Coming up this Friday, we want to play West Henderson. It's always a good conference matchup. It'll be at West Henderson. We will not broadcast that game, but I urge you to go out and support the Black Bears. Go and see these two JV teams play. Go and see the varsity teams play, because it's really just a good experience, especially to see those JV girls play, since they have such a good streak going, I think. It's very interesting to watch.
And Friday night will be a good time to drive down the Mills River.
Yeah.
I believe that's the home of the West Henderson Eagles? Well, wait a minute.
Falcons.
Falcons. One of those birds of prey. Right now, let's wrap her up here. And the big point getter for the Panthers in a losing effort was Drew Simpson, the junior. With unofficially, we had him with 21 points. No one else really a big factor except the big guy, 6'6", Jacob Davis, did pour in 7. For Pisgah, unofficially, we had Rory McClure with 19 points, 12 of those in the first half. Not a big second half for Mr. McClure, but he did knock down 19. That was enough to lead the team. Nick Mamorelli, 14, 8 of those in the first half, 8 for Coulter Burris, 6 for Thomas Tatham, who didn't play that many minutes, 10 points, Tyler Singleton, 3 of those on a tray in the first half, 2 for Matthew Inman, the opening point of the game, with about 1 second off the clock.
Yeah.
He got those two, and he didn't score after that. 2 points for McKinley Brown. Did we leave anybody out?
I don't think so, but I just want to compliment Tatham. I thought he played very well tonight. He played good defensively. He had a bunch of rebounds, and he's very patient with the basketball. Usually don't see that from a freshman, but this post player, very patient with the basketball. He didn't push the limit. He played it cool. He did what he had to do. He shot 100% from the field again. I think that's twice this year that he's done that in a game that we broadcasted. And I mean,
he doesn't take any bad shots.
No, he doesn't take bad shots. And if you're not taking bad shots, more than likely you're going to hit your good shots. So my hat's off to you tonight, sir. Thomas Tatham, you played very well.
You know, we started 5 seniors, but the sophomores and the freshmen came off the bench, played very well. So congratulations to both of the Bear teams for winning tonight. Once again, they'll be on the road, these Pisgah teams, on Friday night down at West Henderson. The next radio broadcast game will be at home in Canton a week from tonight, and that'll be with cross-county rival Tuscola. Do join.
That'll be the last game of January. So that's the 31st, yeah.
So join David Stiles and me, Terry Shin, and thanks to Bill and Linda Reck for all of your work and support of Pisgah High School back at the radio station. And, of course, Mr. Tim Hodges, our engineer-producer, who punched so many buttons. Sometimes I think he wants to punch us instead of the buttons, but he tolerates a lot of flack that we give him, and we appreciate you, Tim. For David, Tim, and everybody and the staff, WPTL, Terry Shin bidding everyone a pleasant good night from Canton, North Carolina.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.